finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
And we are back here as we look at the USC Rebels. The Rebels, 12-10 overall in Section 2A. They are 4-1 in the Gopher Conference, 4-8. And here at home, a record of 5-5. The Rebels coming off a big win on Tuesday as they won over Leroy Ostrander, 83-56, putting up some big numbers in that one on Tuesday. I can't wait to catch up with head coach Taylor Overbow on Saturday on our USC Coaches Corner and talk about that one. And, of course, we'll talk about this one being played tonight. And also coming up next for the Rebels, they have a game tomorrow. They'll be right here at home once again, taking on Waterville Legion Morristown, a team that it was back in Waterville on January 14th. It was a 58-48 victory for WEM. But, again, it was a very back-and-forth game there until the end when Waterville Legion Morristown pulled it out 58-48. And we were there for that one. It was a good back-and-forth game, like I mentioned, and expect maybe more of the same here on Friday for the Rebels tomorrow night when they host Waterville. But first off, they got a task at hand to take on the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons Knights here. As looking at the Rebels here, I did some digging. As the last season that the Rebels had at least 10 wins in a season, it's been a while, was their 2016-17 season when they were 10-15 overall. And the last time the Rebels had a winning record was the year before that, the 2015-2016 year, when they were finished the season 16-9. So we're going back 10 years here. The last time the Rebels had a winning record, and 9 the last time they had won double digits games in a season back in 2016-17. And the Rebels, again, showing some good improvement here as this young team is becoming a contender in all these games and keeping up with everybody now here at this point. And things can only look better as they are a fairly young team as well with lots of sophomores and freshmen on this roster. We will be back with starting lineups and the tip-off here from Wells coming up in 3 minutes.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services. They focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. BevCom, community built on connections.
All right, let's run down those starting lineups as they do not do the national anthem here this time around. We'll probably do that before the boys' game. So Taylor Schroeder, Addison Matute, Olivia Bungum, Ivy O'Rourke, and Olivia Brigger are starters here for USC. For Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, number 10, Vivian Grunsky, number 11, Courtney Backendahl, number 23, Olivia Newman, number 24, Macy Mattson, and number 33, Libby Bell. The tip is won by the Knights, so here they come. Grunsky with the basketball here for the Knights. Bungum on her. The Rebels going man-to-man here, person-to-person. Inside they go, and overshot it was the miss by 33 Bell. And a putback by Mattson, no good, and they miss. And the Rebels get that rebound and now push it up. Bungum with the basketball. Bounce pass over to Schroeder in the corner. Now back to Bungum on the wing. Now the corner to Mattune. Now they find O'Rourke. O'Rourke gets inside the paint, kicks it out to Bungum. Bungum thought about the shot, passes it, but it's turned over. Stole it away by the Knights. Mattson, that's Newman on the move. Looking to Mattson off her fingertips. Back to Newman. Newman holds it high. Now dribbles to her right. Now to the left off the screen. Into the corner. She loses it and turns it right back over to the Rebels. We are scoreless just about a minute into this one, folks, as the Rebels and the Knights. A little rivalry action here with these two teams being so close together. And now Schroeder finds Brigger down low. Brigger goes up and is blocked. And here come the Knights. And that ball tipped by O'Rourke. Right back into the hands, though, of Backendahl. And it'll go off O'Rourke out of bounds as they were looking inside to Macy Mattson there. And Newman will get it inside to Mattson, and Mattson will kiss it off the glass for two. And the Knights lead it 2-0. O'Rourke with the basketball now on the left wing, out to Bungum at the top. Bungum dribbles, stops, goes up, shot off the glass is good for Olivia Bungum for two. So the first official shot off, it's good for the Rebels. 2-2 tie now. 16 minutes to play in this first half. Again, the boys' game will follow this one here tonight as we bring you a boy-girl doubleheader here. The girls tipped it off first. And on the move is Grunsky. A blocking foul going to be called on USC. And it'll go on Olivia Bungum, and that'll be her first team foul on the Rebels. As Newman will inbound. There you go, Taylor. And out to Grunsky, now to Newman. Newman thought about the three, now dribbles to her left. Towards the top of the key now. Now swings it over, left side, Grunsky. Takes a few dribbles, gets into the paint. Now she's trapped there and picked up her dribble. That's got to be 3 seconds in the lane, and it is indeed. So Alden Conger, Glenville Evans turns that over with a 3-second violation. And here we go. Ivy O'Rourke with the basketball. It's O'Rourke, not O'Reilly. As Bungum has it now. And she will swing it over to the corner. Now they go to Schroeder. Wing. And the three is good for Taylor Schroeder. She has got a bucket. 5-2. 3-point lead for the Rebels here over the Knights. Knights with it. Looking to Mattson. Holds it high, finds Grunsky in the corner. She'll dribble out of there. And she tried to give it up to Libby Bell, who wasn't really paying attention or expecting it. Bungum gets the steal, and the layup is good for Olivia Bungum. 7 points now for the Rebels, 7-2. Oh, Bungum with five of those seven. Looking inside to Mattson. She's the go-to girl. Inside can't connect. And another miss. The Rebels get the rebound as Brigger gets that one. Here's Bungum firing the three. It is long, no good. Rebounded, though, by O'Rourke. And then it's actually not rebounded by her. She lost the rebound. Picked up by Grunsky. Her miss, no good. Newman on the follow. No good. And the Rebels get the rebound, and here they come. Ahead to Bungum. Off the glass, no good, and off the rim. And the Knights will get the board. Ahead to Mattson, but it's knocked down by USC. And here's Ivy O'Rourke. O'Rourke now left wing, now to Schroeder. Now the corner three. Bungum fires off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Bell. And she almost gets tied up there, and she'll get rid of it and gives it up to Bacadol. And now Bacadol looks to Grunsky. Grunsky off the glass for two is good. 7-4 our score, 13:30 to play, first half. 3-point lead here for the Rebels as Addison Matutin with it. Now to O'Rourke in the corner. Here's Schroeder coming to get it on. The elbow goes up on a couple dribble drive there, and she throws up the shot, no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Here's Newman now bringing.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Corn and soybean growers, you can count on superior performance with DeKalb and Asgrow. Their varieties provide great emergence with an excellent disease package. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Let us help you maximize your yield potential by calling Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
And a three-pointer knocked down by Courtney Bacadol, and we have a 13-9 score here in favor of the Rebels. O'Rourke takes a runner in the paint, no good. Apologize, we're having some technical difficulties there, losing our connection, but we are back, and hopefully good to go here. All right, inside, the shot by Libby Bell is no good. Rebounded by USC. Now to Taylor Schroeder, looking inside to Bullerman. Now out to O'Rourke, three-pointer no good. Bullerman gets the rebound, however. And Rebels retain possession, Brigger with it. Now to Matutin, almost went over and back, so close on that one, but she kept track of it and kept it from going back court. Here we go, Brigger comes out to get it now. Four on the shot clock, three. Brigger, a three-pointer, almost goes down. On Brigger's three with the shot clock winding down. 13-9 our score, 11 minutes to go in this first half. Here's Newman now at the top of the key. Looks inside, Mattson up with the shot, no good. Rebounded by Schroeder. Schroeder on the move, and we've got a foul called. And it's going to go on Vivian Grunsky. That's her first. And now the Rebels. Bullerman high off the glass, and she gets it to go. So Chloe Bullerman in the books with a bucket there. 15-9 now our score. Shot taken by Newman. No good. Rebounded by Schroeder. Taylor Schroeder on the take, and no foul. She'll miss that one. Newman ahead to Mattson. Mattson gets rejected by Bullerman. And here come the Rebels. Brigger has it now, holds it high, looks to Bullerman. Now they kick it out. Corner three, Bungum, nothing but net. Olivia Bungum now with 7 points on the night. 18-9 now, Rebels lead. Newman with the basketball. On the drive, gets the baseline, now stops, goes over to Grunsky. Ball tipped by O'Rourke as those cross-court passes. Bell comes out. In comes number two, Chloe Cummings, the junior for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. We have 8 on their official roster, their varsity roster, but there is more kids on the bench there. I suppose they just bring up some JVs or B-squatters. And there's the shot in the corner there from Beckadahl. No good. Rebounded by the Rebels. Schroeder, ooh, just about traveled with that one. Now to Bungum. Bungum, a little move up and under, and she'll get it to go. Olivia Bungum for 2. Now Bungum with 9 points. 20-9, so she's matched the Knights here as Bungum. And the Rebels lead 9 minutes to play. Halfway through the first half. There's the shot by Beckendall, no good. Or excuse me, by number two, Cummings, no good. And it is a rebound by the Knights, and then a foul by on 13, Olivia Brigger, her first. And that'll put Macy Mattson to the line. Mattson knocks down the first free throw. And the next one coming here is good for Mattson. She's got 4. And it's 20-11, USC. And here we go. In the corner, they find O'Rourke. She'll fire a 3. That one off, high off the glass. And then it's rebounded by Brigger, but then she turns it over. And here come the Knights now. Newman holds it high, takes a few dribbles now, gets to the free throw, into the paint now, kicks it into the corner to Cummings, who can't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds. 5th turnover by the Knights. Let's see, out comes number 11, Beckadahl, and back in is Libby Bell, the senior. 20-11, USC with the lead here. As Schroeder, corner 3, and that one's long, no good. Mattson will grab the rebound on that one. And now Newman will bring it up. Looks inside to Bell. Bell off the glass. She gets it to go. Just gets it off before Bullerman could get there to block it. So a quick release helped big time there for Bell. 20-13, Rebels lead. Brigger now to Schroeder. Now the bounce pass to Bullerman. Bullerman finds Bungum. Bungum, 3-pointer in the corner's good. Olivia Bungum now has 12 on the night. 23-13, a 10-point lead for USC. And it's Mattson looking into Bell. The ball deflected. It'll stay. Knight basketball underneath their own basket here. And they inbound. Here's Bell. getting the ball. And now to Mattson. Now back to Bell. On a little give-and-go action. Last touch by the Rebels as they deflect it out of bounds. Here we go. Inbounding now. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and Aurora gets the steal, and she will miss the layup. And then the ultimate no-no, as then she reaches in and fouls the girl that gets the rebound. So she picks up a foul. Beautiful steal, just could not finish at the rim. 23-13. And here we go, 11, Beckendall in there. Three-pointer taken, and it is no good. And we got a whistle underneath. That's going to be two free throws for Bell. And it's going to go on 15. Bullerman picking up foul number one. 23-13. Libby Bell with 2 points. Looking to add to that total for herself. And that one is short, no good. And our score, 23-13. Addison Mattoon coming back in. So Addie in there for Chloe Bullerman. Two comes out. And I think, let's see, back in is Vivian Grunsky, I believe. And that one long on that. But it's an offensive rebound. Now the ball's loose. And Bungum comes away with it. Here come the Rebels once again. Schroeder on the take, driving, no good. Bell will get the rebound, and then Schroeder again. The Rebels fouling the person that gets the rebound, reaching in. So Schroeder will pick up a foul there. Let's see, Mattson comes out now. And ball is loose. O'Rourke with it on the drive. Now the bounce pass to Schroeder. Schroeder off the glass. No good. Bell will get the rebound. So the Rebels, some opportunities there. And now Newman on the take. Gets by the defender and lays it off the glass. Does Olivia Newman. 23-15, shot taken by the Rebels, no good, goes out of bounds, and it will go to the Knights. Mattson back in now, and out comes number two, Chloe Cummings. Newman with the ball. Dribbling, and now going to the left, gets to the elbow, and the ball swatted away, grabbed by Mattoon. Now the ball still loose. Bungum will grab it, and she's on the take. Layup no good. And a rebound by the Knights off that missed shot. And here they come. Mattson, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded there by Brigger. So Brigger pulls that one down. Bungum, deep three. It is good. Nothing but the bottom of the net for Olivia Bungum on that shot. 26-15. A timeout on the floor. 5:39 to play in this first half. 26-15 is our score. Back with more in 1 minute.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Center. And we're back here, 5:39 to play in this first half of the girls' game, 26-15, USC with the lead. And again, we have the boys' game to follow here in this one. So be sure to stay tuned for that. So we're not just one and done. We've got two for you here this evening on 98 Country. And the Knights get it across court. Grunsky almost got it knocked away by Matute, and now she'll take a three. She'll short on that. Bell, though, offensive rebound, put back, no good. And the Rebels get the board and push it. O'Rourke now driving the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Rebounded by Newman of Holden Conger Glenville Emmons. 26-15 to get our score. Newman with the ball. Going to her left, now to the right. Now she will hold it high. Goes to the corner. Now they find Mattson. Mid-range two-point jump shot is good for Macy Mattson. She has six on the evening for the Knights. To O'Rourke. O'Rourke on the drive. Shot is knocked away. And here come the Knights. Grunsky on the move. Gets down and now all the way to the baseline. But, yes, she tried to tightrope it, but goes out of bounds. And a turnover. Just took it a little too far there, I think, did Grunsky. 26-17, 4:40 to play here in this first half. Hodges halftime report coming up with all your first half stats here. Bungum will bring it up for USC. Gets a screen from Brigger. Gets into the paint, and then she travels with it. Third turnover by the Rebels here this evening. And now Newman with a basketball. Gives it up to Mattson. Mattson turns and shoots and scores. Turnaround jumper just inside that free throw line there in the paint. Gets it to go. 26-19 our score. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Bungum going to her left. Now looks baseline and she'll give it up to Schroeder. Schroeder threes off the mark. No good. Brigger is there for the board. Surrounded by Bell, and they're going to get a foul on Libby Bell. So a nice offensive board there by Olivia Brigger. She gets fouled, and now the Rebels will inbound underneath their own basket. 3:55 to go first half. 26-19, they lead. And O'Rourke, they find Brigger. Corner three. She, had good rotation on it, and it rattles out no good for Olivia Brigger on a three-pointer. Rebounded by the Knights, and there's a shot, or actually a pass thrown to Mattson. Mattson misses the first one. Second one does not go, and then Bell will foul Bullerman. And Bullerman will, let's see, that's foul number, that was on 33, so that's her second, just the third foul here on Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. So the Rebels inbound. Bungum brings it up, 3.5 to play first half. Picks up her dribble, now to Schroeder. One dribble, shot gets deflected, and here come the Knights. Newman with the basketball. Shoots the three and knocks down the three, does Olivia Newman. She has five. And it's 26-22, just a four-point lead now for the Rebels. Over to O'Rourke now, looking inside Bullerman. Bullerman, one bounce, turns, and she gets blocked there by Mattson. Ahead to Mattson as she runs the floor, goes up with a shot, still can't finish underneath, and Bungum will get the rebound. Bungum takes the three off the glass, and then the back of the iron, no good. Newman will get the rebound. And then a layup as they throw it ahead to Mattson. And it's now a two-point game. Rebels 26, Knights 24 with 2:29 to go first half. Brigger now with the basketball. Gives it up to Bungum. Bungum on the drive. Gets in past the defender. Now the bounce pass. O'Rourke gets it in the corner. Three-pointer. Good. Ivy O'Rourke knocks down her second three of the ball game. She has six. 29-24. Rebel lead is five. To Mattson. Mattson on the move. Goes cross to Grunsky. Grunsky shot is good. Vivian Grunsky with 5 points on the night. Now a two 8-point lead as answered back with a three. Did the Knights. Otto off O'Rourke's three. They answer back with Grunsky's three. 29-27. Schroeder with the basketball. Going to the right off the screen. Now to Bullerman. And now to Bungum. Bungum going to drive. Gets by Bell. Throws up the shot. It goes. Olivia Bungum. Nice take there. 31-27. Newman with the basketball. Three-pointer for her. Off the mark. No good. Rebounded. Well, it was grabbed there by Bungum, but it goes out of bounds. So it'll stay Alden Conger's basketball. So the Knights, and it's tipped and deflected. Schroeder gets a steal. And now she's working her way down. Goes up with a shot. No call on that one. Okay, so if that's not a foul, it would have been a block, and it either way should have stayed USC basketball. Tell Taylor Overbow was biting his tongue on that one. 31-27, a minute to go first half. They go into Mattson. That one blocked by Bullerman. And Taylor Overbow visiting with the officials here. And about that call down there, asking what was up with that. Now the shot taken by Newman. Corner three is no good. Bungum retrieves the rebound. And with 49 seconds to go here in the first half, Bungum on the move. And that one goes off of Bungum. She loses it. And again, there's contact. So if there's not a foul there, then they knocked it away. And it would have been out of bounds on Alden Conger. The way I see it anyways. But here we go. Shot taken by the Knights. And that one is a miss. A three-pointer by Beckendahl. And it's rebounded by USC. So here come the Rebels now. Bungum, 23 seconds. Shot clock is off. Now we're down to 18 and counting. Rebels going to hold for the last shot, it looks like. Well, now Bungum on the move. Now we'll go up to Schroeder. Schroeder on the move. Ball's loose. Grunsky has it. With 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds left. Two, and there's the shot by Mattson at the buzzer, and no good. So Mattson misses at the buzzer at halftime. USC 31. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 27. We have your Hodges halftime report coming up in 3 minutes.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont care team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods and Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
And we are back here at halftime. It is time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency, Alma Winnebago, as we will have your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And welcome back to the Hodges Halftime Report here from Wells as the USC Rebels lead 31-27 over Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons here this evening. Well, let's take a look at these stats here as we take a look at Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Macy Mattson leading the way with 10 points for the Knights. Vivian Grunsky with 5. Olivia Newman with 5. 3 from Courtney Backdahl and 2 from Libby Bell. The Knights shooting 10 of 27 from the field in the first half, 37%, and 2 for 4 from the free throw line at 50%. And we take a look here at the Rebels scoring. Olivia Bungum, 17 first half points, and 6 from Taylor Schroeder, 6 from Ivy O'Rourke, and 2 points from Chloe Mullerman off the bench. The Rebels shooting 12 of 25 from the floor at 48%, have not gotten to the free throw line in that first half at all. So a total of 4 free throws shot in the first half and all by the Knights of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Nobody in any foul trouble. Well, Libby Bell for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons has 2. But that's it as far, and that's not really too bad a foul trouble with just 2 in the first half there. Turnovers, let's take a look at that as the Rebels, 5 turnovers in the first half, and the Alden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights turned it over 10 times, so they doubled up on the turnovers, did the Knights. Rebounding-wise, well, it's pretty much a push there. Rebels got the 1 rebound edge here team-wise, and officially 18 rebounds in the first half, and 17 for Alden Conger Glenville Lemons. Our halftime score, once again, USC 31, Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons 27. That is your Hodges Halftime Report. We're back with second half action in just 3 minutes.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm. Don't let your engine slow you down. At Newway K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the Newway K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
And we are back here. Again, our leading scorers for USC, Olivia Bungham with 17. And for Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, Macy Madsen with 10. We have second half action coming up for you in 1 minute.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds of Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wellsview.
Oh, yeah, we'll take it after this one then. Oh, okay, we're back. Excuse me, we are back here in Wells. As second half action starts, Rebels with the basketball first. Olivia Bungham has it, 31-27 our score here. As the starters all in there, Bungham three-pointer off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Taylor Schroeder for the Rebels. To Brigger, corner three is off the mark, no good. So the Rebels get two shots at it, but can't come away with any points. Here's Newman now for the Knights. Brings it across. Gives it up into the corner. Now over to Madsen. Madsen finds Grunsky. Grunsky back to Madsen. Madsen deep two, and she knocks it down. Macy Madsen with 12 points now. 31-29, two-point lead for the Rebels. Addison Batune has it. Looks inside to Brigger. Brigger, one bounce, turn, shot is up. Oh, it rattled out, no good. Brigger is there to grab a rebound, a dribble. It goes up again, and one. So Brigger doesn't give up and gets it to go, and she's going to go to the free throw line. 33-29, Brigger. Nicely done there, battling down low. Went after her miss. Puts it back, it's fouled. Misses the free throw, however. But the Rebels, nope, they don't come away with it. Almost did. Beckdahl gets it for the Knights. 33-29, Rebels. Newman with a basketball on the move. They find Grunsky in the corner. She'll dribble out of there. And now goes all the way around to the right side. And now loses it. Gives it up to Beckendahl, though. And now Mattson with it. She almost lost the handle on it. Now to Beckendahl. Inside to Bell. Bell turns and a foul going to be called on Addison Mattoon. So Bell will go to the free throw line, I believe. That was a shooting foul. Yes, it was. So Libby Bell will go to the free throw line. And the shot is off the mark. No good for Bell. She is 0 for 3 from the charity stripe. And here comes the next one here. Shot is up, and that one long, no good. As Brigger will get the rebound. 33-29, again our score. O'Rourke, three-pointer in the corner is good. Ivy O'Rourke, three threes on the night. She has 9 points. Here's Grunsky, 36-29. Rebels leading. Inside they go to Mattson. Mattson now looks to Newman. Now to Grunsky. Three-pointer short, no good. Mattoon is there for the board. And here's Bungum. Over to Mattoon. Now to Schroeder. Down corner to O'Rourke. She's going to drive into the paint. Kicks it out to Bungum. Bungum drives. Gets into the paint. Jump shot, no good. And it's rebounded by Bell of Alden Conger. Glenville Emmons ahead to Mattson, and Brigger will pick up the foul there to try to stop that. And that'll be two on Olivia Brigger. And the Knights will inbound here.
Stay home in there.
All right, Newman to inbound.
Stay home in there.
And they get it to Grunsky. Now back to Newman. Newman dribbling all the way around here to her right. Now they go to Mattson. Mattson, deep two. Off the mark, no good. O'Rourke can't get a handle on it. They're down on the floor for a... No, now O'Rourke does get it. And then... And it is blue ball. It got knocked away. And last touch by Alden Conger. 36-29 our score here, 15-25 to play in the ball game. Get after this one, we'll have the boys game between the Rebels and Knights. And another three in the corner for Ivy O'Rourke, as she now has connected on 4 3-pointers for all 12 of her points from beyond the three-point line. 39-29, a double-digit lead for the Rebels as they find Beckendahl in the corner. Now to Grunsky. Grunsky loses the ball, now regains possession, gives it up to Mattson. Now they look to Beckendahl corner. Three, and she's off the mark, no good. Mattson, though, will get the rebound. She'll throw up a shot, and she will knock it down. Macy Mattson now with 14 points. 39-31. Rebels lead. Schroeder on the take, and a foul will be called on Libby Bell, her third. Excuse me. And Schroeder will go to the free throw line here for the Rebels. So Schroeder, shot is up, and it is good. So Taylor now with 7 points. First point of the second half. Looking to make it her second here from the line. And she does. Knocks it down. She's got 8. The senior for USC. 41-31, back to a 10-point lead. Grunsky with it now to Mattson. Now they swing it over. Beckendahl in the corner. Shot is no good there for Beckendahl, and it's rebounded by Bungum. And the Rebels coming. Bungum has it, and she's going to get fouled. And who does the foul go on? It goes on Vivian Grunsky. Two on her now. As Bell will come out. She's got the 3 fouls. In comes Chloe Cummings for the Knights. In the inbounded to Schroeder now. Schroeder gets into the paint, kicks it out. Bungum thought about the 3, gives it up to O'Rourke. She'll take the 3 off the mark, no good from the corner. And Mattson will get the board here for Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Gives it up to Newman now, bringing it up. 14 minutes to go. Newman goes to her left. Now finds Beckett all corner three for her. No good. Mattson, rebound, put back is good for the Knights. She's got 16 as she gets the offensive rebound and the put back. 41-33, Rebels. Mattoon has it. Gives it up to Schroeder at the free throw line. She drives, and she kisses it off the glass for two. Laid it in there to Taylor Schroeder on a nice take. On the drive through the lane where she gets the ball. Now Mattson kicks it over. Beckendahl fires another three. She's off the mark again and rebounded by Addison Mattoon. Nicely done there, and she is then fouled. And I believe that'll be on Grunsky. So now, just like that, Grunsky with three. Bell has three for Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. And we have a 43-33 score. Rebels leading with 13:15 to play. Clock continues to run now. 13:09. And now a little Euro step, and the shot is up. No good by Bungum. Rebounded by the Knights. Newman with a basketball. Looks inside to Mattson. Will give it up here to Beckendahl. Now to Mattson. Now they kick it out, and it's off of number two, Cummings, and out of bounds. And a turnover by the Knights. Let's see. Coming in is Libby Bell, number 11. Courtney Beckendahl, the sophomore, comes out. And here we go. O'Rourke with a basketball for USC. Swings it to Schroeder. Schroeder. Back over to Mattoon. Now they get it into the corner to Bungum. Bungum takes a few dribbles. Now gets into the paint. Bounce pass to Brigger. And it goes out of bounds. A turnover by USC. 43-33 our score. 12:33 to play in the game. Again, a boys game following this one here tonight. And O'Rourke gets the steal off the inbound but misses. Now the putback is no good. So O'Rourke, two shots after it, and she got the steal. Miss, rebound, and then a miss, and here come the Knights as they rebound it. Newman, three-pointer is good for Olivia Newman. She has 8 points now on the night. 43-36, Bungum on the drive, no good. Mattson with the rebound. And now Newman with it. 43-36, Rebels lead. And here we go. Newman dribbles. Brigger out on her. Now they go to Mattson. Mattson turns. On the drive, she'll do a little fadeaway. No good. Brigger gets the rebound here for USC. Ahead they go to Mattoon. Three-pointer in the corner. Oh, no good. Rebound by Brigger. Now Bungum has it. She gets it on the drive. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. Here's Newman. Gonna take the three, and she's long on that one. Rebound by Brigger. As Olivia Brigger crashes the boards nicely here for the Rebels. 43-36. Mattoon, quarter three, and that one's short, no good. Grunsky will grab the board. 43-36 ahead to Mattson they go. And out Grunsky on the kick out, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Mattoon for USC. And now the Rebels, 43-36 lead to Brigger inside. Now they kick out. Schroeder drives, spins. Now the ball is going. And last touch by Alden Conger. So it was definitely deflected off the night. So the Rebels basketball. So it went all the way to the backcourt. Here's the Rebels now with it. 10:40 to go. 43-36 lead. 12 on the shot clock. Bungum with the ball. Now to Schroeder. Now over to Bungum. Six on the shot clock. Five and the take from Bungum as she knocks down a three. She's got 20 points. That's her first bucket of the second half. 46-36 back to a 10-point lead for USC. Newman on the move now in the paint. The spin. The shot is good. by Olivia Newman. She has 10. A timeout by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. 46-38. Rebels lead, 10-13 to play. More in just 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays, great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
All right, 46-38, Rebels lead the Knights. 10-13 to go, Rebel basketball. The Knights took a timeout after their make. Now here's O'Rourke with it. And she finds a crease, drives through, now to Bullerman. Now Bullerman will kick it out to Schroeder. Schroeder looks it back into Bullerman. Bullerman, shot off the glass, no good, as she got around Newman to get a good look at it, but couldn't finish. And it's rebounded by Newman. Now she'll take a three. She's long on that one. Run down by Bungum on a long rebound. And Bungum bounced past to Schroeder, and Schroeder finishes. Fights through a little contact, no call, but she gets the bucket. 48-38, back to a 10-point lead for USC. To Mattson. Mattson at the free throw line, gives it up. Shot is taken there by Courtney Bechdahl, and it is missed. Rebounded by the Rebels. Bungum on the take. Throws up the shot. No good, but she'll go to the free throw line. Under 10 to play here now at 9:21 to go. 48-38 our score. Rebels leading the Knights. Olivia Bungum to the free throw line. First free throw is up, and it is good for Olivia Bungum. 21 now for Olivia Bungum. Leading all scorers here this evening. 17 of those coming in the first half. And she knocks down next. 22 now for her. 50-38 our score. Newman weaving her way through. And she'll try to get it to Mattson. No good, though. Bungum will come away with a steal ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder's shot no good. Bungum gets the rebound and then blocked on her shot. And here come the Knights to Newman, and Newman will kiss it off the glass for two. Newman now with 12. And it's 50-40, 10-point lead for USC with 8:48 to go. To Bullerman. Bullerman goes up. Mattson blocks her, but the follow as Schroeder gets a hold of it and puts it in for two. Nicely done there by Schroeder. Turn around, Bell. It's blocked by Bullerman. And here come the Rebels off and running. Bungum, little hesitation dribble off the glass, high, no good. Bell will get the rebound here for the Knights. 52-40 our score. Rebels leading by 12. Newman with the basketball. Over to Mattson. Mattson's jumper. Bullerman closes in and gets the block. Now Mattson goes up again, and she'll get it to go. So Mattson didn't give up on it either, but what a block by Bullerman coming out to block that. But then Mattson does grab it again and puts it in for two. 52-42 now. Here's the drive by Bungum. She gets by her defender, and she is fouled on the shot attempt and will go to the free throw line. So the clock stops at 7:52. Here, remaining in the game, 52-42 our score. The Rebels leading the Knights by 10. And bouncing around, that one will not go for Bungum as she misses her first free throw of the night. It was 2-for-2 previously. And the second one, that one rattles out, no good. And it's rebounded by Mattson. of Alden Conker, Glenville Emmons. Now Newman with the ball. Newman on the move. We'll give it up to Mattson. Mattson now kicks it off. Bechdahl, and Bechdahl, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Bungum. Bungum going to go all the way. Layup is short, no good. And we've got a battle underneath, and they're going to call a foul on Taylor Schroeder, who had inside position there. Who did they call that on? On 15. So they called a foul on Bullerman, which I don't even know where that came from, but they got Bullerman with a first, second foul. And that shot, no good by Grunsky. Rebounded by USC. And now a travel going to be called on Bungum as she drugged that foot. Looking to try to stop, but she drugged that pivot foot. Mattoon comes in. Bungum will come out off that after that turnover. 52-42 our score here. 7:14 to go. So Bungum will get a little rest here. As they look to trap, but Newman gets right through that. Bechdahl with it now. Now back to Newman. Newman holds it high. Still has her dribble. Gets a screen from Mattson. She'll take the three then. And that one rattling out. No good. Rebounded by Chloe Bullerman for USC. O'Rourke will bring it up. Gets to the free throw line. Now backs it out. Step back three is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Newman of Alden Conker, Glenville Emmons. Newman ahead to Mattson, and Mattson will lose a handle on it, and it'll be a turnover going to USC. 52-42 remains our score, a 10-point lead here for USC. 6.5 to play here in the ball game. Don't forget game two coming up. USC and Alden Conker, Glenville Emmons on the boys' side of things. Schroeder jumper is good. Mid-range jumper for Taylor Schroeder. She's knocked down another bucket, and she has 16. Here we go now to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Gives it up to Grunsky. Grunsky dribbles, loses it out of bounds, and it'll be going to USC. Bungum back in. Who comes out? O'Rourke will come out here. I would suspect that'll be a quick breather for her before she's back in at some point. So Bungum has it now. 6 minutes to go. 54-42 Rebels lead. To Brigger. Brigger goes to her left. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder in, takes a few dribbles, gets into the paint underneath the free throw line. Shot no good, but Mattoon is there. Now to Bungum. Bungum on the take. Layup is good for Olivia Bungum. 56-42 now. 5.5 to play. Rebels with the lead. Mattson with the basketball. Now to Grunsky going cross court here to Courtney Bechdahl, who gives it to Mattson right at the free throw line. That one rattles out. No good. And then we've got a jump ball between Brigger and Bell. It'll stay Alden Conger ball. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. So night basketball. See Macy Mattson with 18 for the Knights to lead the way for them. And now Mattson with the basketball. Gives it up to Grunsky. The Rebels, of course, led by 24 here with Olivia Bungum's 24. Leading all scorers. Shot taken, and it is made. A three-pointer knocked down by Courtney Bechdahl. Her second three of the ball game. She's got six on the night. And it's 56-45, 5:01 to go. And we'll be back with more in just 30 seconds.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
And we are back here. And it's 56-45, 5:01 to go. Rebels with the lead. The Knights just knocked down a three-pointer here to get back within nine. Or excuse me, 11. All right, here we go. Rebels now with the basketball. And they look inside to Bullerman. That one turned over as it's stolen by Mattson. Mattson now gives it up to Newman. As Newman brings it across and sets things up. Now she takes a dribble, gets to the free throw line, kicks it out to Mattson. Mattson now on the dribble. She throws it away right to Brigger. And a turnover, and here come the Rebels. Brigger will take it, and she'll miss the shot. And it is rebounded by the Knights. 56-45, again our score. Rebels lead, going to Bell underneath, and they throw it out of bounds to the Knights. O'Rourke checking back in now as Mattoon will come out. 56-45, 4:23 to go. Bungum gives it up to Brigger. Brigger to Bullerman down low. Bullerman now will kick it back out to Schroeder. Schroeder on the move at the free throw line. Now gets in the paint, throws up a shot. She misses, but she is fouled. Contact on the attempt, and she'll go to the free throw line here with 4:10 to play. 56-45, USC leading. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons here. Schroeder's free throw is up and good. And now Bell comes out because that's her fourth foul with 4:10 to play. And here we go. Schroeder with the next shot is up, and it is good. Schroeder 4-for-4 from the charity stripe here tonight. Now they get it to Newman. Now ahead to Backdahl, who knocked down a three her last time down the court. Here we go. Mattson with it now. Gives it to Grunsky. Grunsky going to fire a three. It's off the mark. No good. Bungum is there with the rebound for USC. She's got the ball. Gives it up to O'Rourke. O'Rourke, three-pointers. No good. And rebounded by Newman of the Knights. 58-45 our score. Newman with the basketball. 3:35 to play. To Mattson. Mattson, three-pointer. It's banked in. Macy Mattson knocks down a three off the glass. She's got 21 on the night for the Knights. Here we go to Schroeder. Now the kick out to Bungum. Bungum going to drive, and underneath she makes the up and under move and makes the basket for Olivia Bungum. 60-48 now. 3 minutes to play. Rebels with their lead over Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons. Newman with it. Gives it up to Grunsky. Grunsky looks, goes cross court, and now they swing it over. Now inside to Mattson at the free throw line. Now they'll kick it out. Newman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Newman on the move. Bounce pass to the corner. Now they swing it out. Now to Grunsky. Grunsky looks inside. Mattson. Mattson throws up the shot. No good. And rebounded by USC. Bungum now on the move. And she'll drive into the paint. Runners up. No good. Rebounded by Mattson of Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Newman with a basketball. 2:15 to play. 60-48, Rebels lead. Newman's three-pointer off the mark, no good. Brigger will knock down the rebound. And now Bungum pulls it up. 2 minutes to go. Here's O'Rourke. Now to Schroeder. Schroeder on the move. She gets fouled and will go to the free throw line on that shot attempt. Good cut to the basket. And Mattson will pick up, well, her first foul. So no worries there, or let's see, two. That's two on Mattson, my bad. Free throw by Schroeder is short, no good. Her first miss. And out comes number 11, Courtney Bechdahl, and Bell, Libby Bell, the senior back in for Alden Conger. Schroeder's free throw, that one is good. 61-48. 1:50 to go. Newman with a basketball. Gives it up to Bell. Bell holds it high now. Looks to number two, Cummings, down low. And Cummings can't handle it. And it goes out of bounds. Alton Conger takes a timeout. 61-48, it's a full timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
Back here with 1:47 to play. United South Central leads 61-48 here over Alden Conger Glenville Lemons, as it is the Rebels with the basketball. And Alden Conger throwing some man-to-man full court pressure, but they kind of back off on that. O'Rourke will give it up to Schroeder now. Schroeder on the move. Gets around the defender, goes up, and a foul going to be called on Newman. And Newman will that'll send Schroeder again to the free throw line here. That's the second on Olivia Newman. And Schroeder with 19 points. And guess what? You can make that 20 as she knocks down that free throw. 62-48 here with 1:31 to play. Second free throw coming for Schroeder. It is up and it is good. 21 now for Schroeder, and a timeout by Alden Conger. And 63-48, 1:31 to play. Rebels lead. 30. What do they got left? They don't know if it's 30 or a full. And it looks like we will take a full 1 minute timeout. Back with more after this.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880. Back here, 63-48, 1:31 to go as the Rebels lead. And then a foul on O'Rourke here on Grunsky. So the Rebels are throwing up some pressure here. Not going to make things easy for the Knights here. But not what you want to do there is pick up a foul or commit a foul in that situation. All right, so the Rebels kind of back it off here a little bit. As Newman gets it across. Now they look over into the corner. Now looking for Mattson underneath. The ball tipped by USC, and it will be Knight basketball underneath. 1:18 to play. 63-48 again our score. Rebels leading. 1:18 on the clock. In they go to Newman, now off inside to Mattson. Mattson will kick it out. We're going to get a foul on USC. That'll be on Olivia Bungum, two on her, I believe it is now. Oh, that's her third, actually. And Newman looks out to Beckdahl. Now to Mattson. Mattson holds it high, makes a move, kicks it to Grunsky. Now to Bell. Bell looks, gives it up to Mattson. Mattson thought about taking the jumper, then dribbles, now kicks it to Newman. Now over to Grunsky. Two on the shot clock, and she's not going to get it off. Shot clock violation. As she chucked it up there, but it did not get anywhere close to the rim. And the Rebels have it here with 52 seconds to go. And a 63-48 lead. Bungum now brings it up. Now to Schroeder. Now inside to Brigger. Brigger turns, looks to Bungum. Bungum off the glass for two. Nice find there by Brigger. And 28 points now. And it looks like Grunsky is limping off the court there. And she did go down on that shot attempt a little awkwardly. And now she'll come out. Substitution, 25 seconds to go. Mattson with a basketball. Swings it over there to Cummings. Cummings fires a three off the glass. She gets it to go. 3 points now for Chloe Cummings. 65-51, 10 seconds to go now. As the Rebels are going to close this one out and dribble it out here. Bungum with the ball. Gives it to the officials as we hit zero. The final, USC 65, Alden Conger, Glenville Evans 51. We'll be back to recap the girls' game right after this.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
And we are back here. Let's recap the girls' game. It was USC winning 65-51, improving to 13-10 on the year. Alden Conger falling to 7-16. Again, leading the way here for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, Macy Mattson with 21 points, 12 from Olivia Newman, 6 from Courtney Beckdahl, Vivian Grunsky with 5, 3 from Chloe Cummings, 2 from Libby Bell. For USC, led by Olivia Bungum with 28, 21 from Taylor Schroeder, 12 from Ivy O'Rourke, 2 from Olivia Brigger, and 2 from Chloe Bullerman. So again, the Rebels in the girls' game win it here, 65-51. We will have boys basketball action. Rebels and Knights headed your way in just a little bit. We'll set it back to 98 Country for a couple tunes, and we'll be back with the boys' game after this. You've been listening to USC Basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game brought to you by BevCom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Craig Hindy, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way KH Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lund, Quist & Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Blue Earth, USC Athletic Boosters, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center.
Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
Pour me a can't stop until the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love, but you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Somebody pour me a drink, somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a bus, I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean, yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday night, it's flying over my way. I can't even think when I can hear them calling my name.
From today's biggest stars.
Hey, this is Lainey Wilson.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
This is your boy Jelly Roll.
Kick it now.
98.1 FM. Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together. And in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother? Looking at the reasons not to, maybe we ought to. Kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up an eye like a cigarette. Get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. Start asking you to look them in the eyes. Tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then.
Hey,
He's thinking a little less. It's Michael Ray. That kicks off another hour of country music. My name is John Glenn. Kenny Chesney does have his Vegas residency at the Sphere set. Tickets are a hot item. Kenny Chesney's latest is called Just to Say We Did.
Drove from Knoxville to Myrtle Beach. Seven buddies and an old RV. Beer cooler and no AC. Just to say we did. That night we climbed up Chimney Rock. Knowing it was a real long drop. 3, 2, 1, we jumped off. Just to say we did. Never had no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up. Fall in love wild and catch enough us to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. She said I'd never seen the Vegas lights. Spun the wheel or rolled the dice. We doubled down on a crazy night. Just to say we did. We didn't have no rhyme or reason why. It just seemed like the thing to do at the time. Just to say we did. Just to feel alive. To take a leap of faith. To feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did. Just to say we did. So let's raise our hands up to the sky. Stay on this roller coaster ride. Just to say we did, just to feel alive. Let's take a leap of faith, to feel that kind of high. Tonight let's turn it up, fall in love wild and catch enough buzz to just ride them crazy horses running through our head. Just to say we did, just to say we did. Just to say we did.
It's time now for USC basketball as the Rebels host Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Tonight's game brought to you by Bevcom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Ray Heidi, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills and Bryceland, United Hospital District, Stateline Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Bronze Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, Newway K&H Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, USC Athletic Boosters, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center.
And welcome back to Rebel Country as we have the boys game for you now. USC entertaining Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons here tonight. As the USC girls got a victory here tonight over the Knights, 65-51 the final there. And we're ready about 8 minutes or so, 9 minutes away from a boys basketball matchup here on 98 Country. We will have a closer look at both the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons Knights and the USC Rebels coming up on our boys pregame show here in just a few moments. Back with more after this.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care in our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
There's one name to call for electrical service. It's Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric has the experience and equipment for any residential, agricultural, commercial, or industrial job. They have the equipment to take care of underground and overhead work and everything in between. They're reliable and locally owned and operated. Most importantly, they stand behind their quality workmanship. Prompt professional electrical work every time. Count on the experience of Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton. Call 553-5880.
All right, we are back here on our pregame as the USC Rebels again hosting the Olden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights here in the second game of our doubleheader. This time the boys' turn. The girls of USC won against 65-51. All right, let's take a look at the Alden Conger Glenville Emmons Knights boys basketball team. Overall, 4-15 in Section 2A. They are 0-11 in the Valley Conference, or the Tomahawk Valley. On the Valley side, they are 0-10. On the road, they are 3-7. Their last game was an 82-42 loss back on Tuesday at Medelia. Of course, Medelia is a very, very solid, good team here this year for sure. As, you know, they took care of the Rebels when they played earlier on the season back in January, 76-36. So, again, Medelia, very tough team in Section 2A for sure. And let's see what's coming up next here for Olden Conger Glenville Lemons. They'll be on the road tomorrow night at Nicollet in a Section 2A matchup against the Nicollet Raiders. Well, Glenville Lemons, they have lost 6 in a row here, and in their last 10 games, they are 2-8. We'll be back, a closer look at these USC Rebels right after this.
What do Azro farmers and Azro dealers have in common? Soybeans are on their mind 24/7. If you're all about the beans, contact Colin at Wagner Seed today for products and support that maximize the profit potential on every acre. You're serious about soybeans. Your local Azro dealer, Wagner Seed, is serious about your success. Wagner Seed, 5 generations of seed sales, helping you grow the next generation of crops.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit SenecaFoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great.
Has an accident or injury resulted in wage loss or medical bills? The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson are ready to help. Their main goal in personal injury cases is to ensure that you receive the compensation for your injuries that you deserve, that your future interests are protected, and that your medical bills are paid. For a free initial consultation to review your case, contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
All right, we are back here again, just minutes away now from our tip-off, our starting lineups at tip-off here between the Rebels and the Knights. Let's take a look at the USC Rebels here as 7-13 on the year in Section 2A. They are 1-4 in the Gopher Conference. They are 5-6 here at home, 2-7. So an away record of 5-4. Winning record on the road, but here at home, not so friendly confines of home here. 2-7 here thus far, but looking to get win number 3 here tonight. The Rebels, their last game was a loss, 93-69, as Lewiston Altura gets them on Saturday over in Casson Manorville at Casson Manorville's basketball event that they put on a whole day long of basketball over there. And the Rebels again fall to Lewiston Altura 93-69. Coming up next for the Rebels after this one, they'll be in action right away tomorrow night on the road as they head to Water Village in Morristown tomorrow night here as they have a matchup against a rematch against Water Village in Morristown. The Bucks got the Rebels back on January 14th, 78-56. So the Rebels hoping for a different outcome tomorrow night against Waterville and hoping to get a W here tonight. So the Rebels, if you want to call it a streak, have lost one in a row. And in their last 10 games, though, they're 500 at 5-5. So that is what's coming up here as we approach starting lineups and tip-off. It's all coming up here on 98 Country. Again, the girls' game, United South Central victorious 65-51 as the Rebels now 13-10 overall. And Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, the girls fall to 7-16 there. We will be back with starting lineups and tip-off from Wells in 3 minutes.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden. Letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels! Rebels.
Are you stuck in a state of falling behind? Struggling to keep up with your kids' finances, your insurance, your life? Then let State Farm agent Mark Schmitz of Wells help you simplify and get to a better state. Because with Mark handling your auto, home, and life insurance, you'll have more time to handle everything else. More money, too, because adding State Farm policies can earn discounts that could add up to 40% and actually help you get ahead. Call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells today and get to a better state with State Farm. Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex premium lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com.
Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
All right, we are back here. Starting lineups for the Old and Conquered Glenville Lemons Knights. Number 0, 6'1 senior, Quentin Guanella. Number 3, 6'1 senior, Hunter Adams. Number 5, 5'11 junior, Darren Lynn. Number 12, 5'7 sophomore, Caden Ferris. And number 20, 6'1 junior, Ryan Hintz. The coaches, or the coach, head coach for the Knights, Jay Guanella. Assistant coach is Joe Brooks and Aiden Cummings. For the USC Rebels, starting for the Rebels here tonight, number 2, Aiden Crabtree, a 6-foot senior. Number 4, 5'10 senior, Dylan Bonsack. Number 5, 5'6 senior, Zayden Schott. Number 13, 6'4 sophomore, Mitch Miller. And number 22, 6'6 junior, Wyatt Sparks. Those are your starting lineups here tonight. Yes, we're ready for tip-off here from Wells. And here's the jump ball up, and it's won by the Rebels. And here we go. As Zayden Schott has it. Again, wearing number 5 here at home in the blue. Number 1 on the road when they wear the whites. And a reach going to be called. That's going to go on number 0, Quentin Guanella. His first and the first team foul on Olden Conger. Bonsack inbounds here to Zayden Schott. Now back to Bonsack. Over to Crabtree. Three-pointer, and it's long, no good. Rebounded by Olden Conger. Looked, it was close. It was on. It was right in line, but just a little long. And that shot taken there by Darren Lynn. No good. Rebounded by the Rebels, and Sparks gets that board. Here we go, Zayden Schott with it now. Gives it up to Bonsack. Almost lost it. Regains possession, and here he comes. Gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree looks inside, now dribbles to his right. Looks to Miller. Miller loses the handle on it, and it's stolen away. Turnover by USC. Ahead they go to number 20. Ryan hits for 2, and the Knights are on the board. 2-0. Here's some pressure by the Knights. Here's Bonsack with it. Gives it up to Miller. Miller dribbles. Takes it, gives it up to Sparks. Sparks now on the kickout, but he's going to throw it over into the backcourt. And we'll get an over and back call. And Bonsack let it go all the way down. So now Alden Conger gets it underneath their own basket here on that over and back turnover. He should have just grabbed it. But again, lets it go. Nonetheless, it's their ball. Here's the shot taken there by Adams. No good, but it is rebounded by the Knights. And here's another shot taken by the Knights. And that one taken by Hintz, and he'll miss it. Rebounded by USC. Out of Bonsack. Over to Crabtree. Crabtree looks inside to Sparks. Sparks goes up. Shot no good. Rebounded by the Knights. Guanella. And Quentin Guanella, he's been around a long time. Finally a senior here for Alden Conger.
as I think he's been playing since he was a freshman. And the Knights do throw it away there. First turnover for them. To Miller, now to Bonsack, as the pressure coming from the Knights. Rebels break it ahead to Zayden Schott, but he misses that one. The last touch, though, by Alden Conger. As it's out of bounds, touch there by Hunter Adams. And it will be... Oh, what we got going on here? Is there something... on the? There was definitely out on... Okay, they're going to... Or no, the shot clock down at 26 for USC. To Sparks. Sparks off the glass. Nicely done as Wyatt Sparks finishes there with a 2. And we're tied 2-2 with under 16 to play in this first half. They go, and there's the shot by Hintz, and he'll nail the jumper in the paint. Ryan Hintz has 4 for the Knights. More of that pressure. Miller now as they break it. And Miller goes on a runner, and he's going to be fouled there, it looks like, by Hunter Adams. Adams thought he had a block. And it's going to go on Adams. That'll be his first. It sends Mitch Meyer to the free throw line. And that one rattles out. No good for Miller, or for Meyer. I don't know why I want to keep calling him Mitch Miller, but it's Mitch Meyer. And the next one is up. That one's good for Meyer. And it's now Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons, 4, USC 3. Hintz with the basketball. Looks inside here. They go. The shot is deflected, and then a shot thrown up there by Adams. No good. And Guanella can't hang on to the rebound. It'll go to USC. So, 4-3 to get our score here. More pressure here coming at 3-1-1. And Zayden Schott will break it. Here he comes, and he'll go for the high laying off the glass. No good, but he is fouled. And... foul is going to be called on Hunter Adams. That'll be 2 on him now. And that puts Zayden Schott to the free throw line. Schott is up. That one rattles on the rim and drops through for Zayden Schott. And let's see. Coming out now is Adams with those 2 fouls. In comes 23, Justice Casey. And Zayden Schott's next free throw is good. He's got 2 now on the night. 5-4, Rebels lead by 1. 15 minutes to go here in this first half. Hintz with the basketball. Now they swing it over to Ferris. Now back to Ferris again. Now they look inside to Guanella. Guanella is not the last to touch it. Last off the Rebels. So it'll be... Knights basketball. Knights will inbound. And it's Casey. He'll take the shot. And he knocks it down. Mid-range jumper for Justice Casey. And there's 2 for him. And it's now a 6-5 ball game. Knights lead the Rebels by 1. Here's Bonsack with it now. He's ready to go. Takes it on the drive. Hotter off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. Guanella now on the pace to take it. He'll give it up. And they're going to get a foul here on Sparks. And going to the line will be number 5, Darren Lynn. So Sparks will pick up his first foul. First team foul on USC. But it puts Darren Lynn, the junior, to the free throw line here. And he knocks down the first one. So here we go, Lynn with number 2 now. And that one's good. 8-5 now. The Knights lead the Rebels. Crabtree on the move. Picks up his dribble now. We'll give it up to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott looks into Sparks. Sparks the turnaround little hook shot. Good, no good. And Guanella will get the rebound for the Knights. Here's Casey now with the basketball. On the drive he goes. Bounce pass over to Lynn. Lynn backs it up now to Casey. Now over to Guanella. He's on the wing. He'll take a dribble. Fires a fadeaway three. It rattle rolls out of the rim. And no good. And it's rebounded by USC. Zayden shot now with it. Gives it up to Crabtree. Now to Bonsack in the corner. Bonsack dribbles out. Now Meyer and now over to Crabtree. To Zayden shot at the free throw line. And he will lose the ball. Last touch by the Knights. So it'll stay USC basketball underneath their own basket here. 8-5 our score. 13-33 to play in the first half. Crabtree inbounds to Meyer. Now they swing it over to Bonsack. Back to Crabtree. Three-pointer. It is off the mark. No good. Guanella with the rebound for the Knights. He'll push it to Casey. Back to Guanella. Guanella on the move, and he will be rejected there by Sparks. And here come the Rebels. Bonsack thought about it. Now Crabtree. He'll take it, and he will miss. Rebound by the Rebels as the long rebound goes to USC. Shot inside to Sparks. Sparks off the glass is short, no good, off the rim. And a rebound by the Knights. 8-5 our score. And now the move, taking it to the hole is Darren Lynn, and he gets fouled by Sparks. That's going to be Sparks' second foul now. Definitely don't want the big man into foul trouble here. We'll see if Adam Walker will keep him into the ball game here. 12:48 in the left of the first half. And Lynn will connect again for the third time tonight from the charity stripe, 3-for-3. Here comes Jaden Bardick now, the sophomore for Sparks. As you know, we've talked about Jaden Bardick. The kid's got some hops, some smooth moves. No fear, takes it to the basket, and he does it with authority. The free throw by Lynn is good. And here we go, 10-5 our score. And as the sophomore Barnett checks in for Sparks. And Crabtree will inbound. Here we go. Barnett with the ball. Takes the shot in the paint, and he's good. Nice jumper there by Jaden Barnick, and he gets the two to go. 10-7, Alden Conger with the lead. They get it inside. The shot is up, no good, but it's rebounded by Alden Conger. As now a steal by Bonsack. He'll throw it up, and he rushed that one. No good. And a rebound to the Knights. As things are getting crazy, and a lay-in there for number five. Darren Lynn, and he has six now. That's his first bucket. The rest from free throw land, from free throws. 12-7 now. Alden Conger with the lead. Meyer with a basketball. To Bonsack. Bonsack sends it over to Zayden. Shot now. Zayden on the move to Barnick. Barnick jumper is short. Gets his own rebound to Crabtree. Now to Meyer. Meyer will swing it over to Bonsack now in the crab to the corner Crabtree. He'll dribble out of there. Gets to the free throw line. Now to Meyer. Back to Bonsack. Seven on the shot clock. Here's Zayden shot on the drive. High off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. 12-7 our score. And on the way into the hole there was Lynn. He comes up empty and rebounded by the Rebels. The shot contested there by Barnick, making it very difficult. They go to Barnick now. Let's see where he goes with it. Gives it back to Zayden shot, and now a corner three. Bonsack, no good, and it's rebounded by the Knights. 12-7, our score. Hints with the basketball. Now they give it up to Ferris. Harris looks to Lynn, and he goes out of bounds. He thought he was fouled, but Crabtree was in good defensive position. We've got a timeout by Alden Conger. It's 12-7. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons leading USC. 12-7. 10:36 to go. More in a minute.
it takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Corn and soybean growers, you can count on superior performance with DeKalb and AzGrow. Their varieties provide great emergence with an excellent disease package. Johnson Seeds can also handle your seed treatment needs with our on-site treatment plant. Let us help you maximize your yield potential by calling Scott, Darren, or Kyle at Johnson Seeds of Wells, your one-stop seed source and your link to profitability.
Back here in Wells, 10:36 to play in this first half. It's Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, 12, USC 7. As the Knights took the timeout to set up some defensive pressure here as they pick them up man-to-man full court. Here's Aiden Schopp, gets it across the timeline. Now to Meyer. Meyer finds Bonsack in the corner. Bonsack holds the ball high. Now looks cross over to Zayden Schott at the top of the key. Now over to Crabtree. Crabtree to Barnick in the paint. Barnacle kick to Meyer. Now they swing it to Crabtree. Crabtree dribbles, takes the shot, no good. And it's rebounded by the Knights. 10 minutes to go here in this first half. 12-7 our score. Guanella with the basketball, gives it up. Here to Hintz. Now they look to Lynn. Pump fake, tries to go under Barnick, and he does. Gets the shot up and over for two as Darren Lynn gets another bucket. And he's got 8 on the night. Here's Crabtree now. Gives it up to Bonsack. Now to Meyer. Over to Barnick. Barnick driving the baseline. Went for the reverse layup, and he's going to be fouled by Quentin Guanella. That'll be Quentin's second foul now, and that'll put Barnick, should put him to the free throw line, yes. And he was obviously going in for the reverse lay-in there. Emmett Knutson and Ethan Hajik comes in for the Allen-Conger Knights. Also, Brody Steinauer. Barnick's free throw is no good. He'll get another. So Crabtree comes out. Steinauer in here for the Rebels. Free throw from Barnick. That one no good. And we've got another shot because Alden Conger, after he got the ball, the Knights moved. And so he'll get another one. So he lucks out there. See if he can capitalize on it. And he does. Knocks it down. 3 points now for Jaden Barnick off the bench. And it's 14-8. Knights leading the Rebels. Tip. Meyer with the steal. The lay-in is good for Mitch Meyer. He's got 3 on the night. Nicely done there. They get the steal, and he takes it to the rack. 14-10 now our score. Inside to Casey. Reverse lay-in is good for Justice Casey, and he's got 4. Zayden Schott brings the ball up now for the Rebels. Gives it up to Bonsack. Thought about the 3, now to Steinauer. Looking inside to Meyer. Steinauer on the drive, and a whistle. We'll have a foul on the Knights and the Rebels. Will they? Yes. Steinauer goes to the free throw line here. And the foul is going to go on Knutson, his first. All right, so here we go. Steinauer, free throw, good for Brody. And he'll get another one. And here we go. Next one for Steinauer is up and good. So he gets both of them to go. And it's 16-12, a 4-point lead for the Knights. And the Knights throw it away. And the third turnover by Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Here come the Rebels now. Zayden Schott will bring it across. 8:44 and counting. 16-12 our score. 4-point lead for the Knights. Steinhauer on the move. Gets to the free throw line. Stops. Gives it up to Zayden Schott now. Schott gives it up to Meyer. Mitch Meyer on the move. The runner in the paint. No good. Ball is loose. No, rebounded by the Knights. So they get the rebound. And here we go. Ryan Hintz with it now. He'll give it up to Casey, who fires a three. No good. Ball is loose. Meyer will get the rebound. Schott brings it up here. 8:10 to go in the first half. Barnick driving the baseline, and he does go down. Gives it up to Meyer. Now to Steinhauer. Steinhauer gets it knocked away. And ahead, they throw it, and right back to the Rebels. And they get it ahead to Dylan Bonsack, who wanted a foul. He's still got his hands up like, how do I get a foul called here? Adam Walker, how do we get a foul called here? Wondering the same thing. We resume play. Alden Conger on the move. The Knights, here they go. Schott in the corner, and it's knocked down. A three-pointer for Emmett Knutson. And it's 19-12 now. Knights lead the Rebels. 7:23 and counting, first half. Schott on the move. Gets the layup attempt, and it's blocked there by Knutson. Knutson pushes it to Lynn. Lynn back to Knutson. And it's stolen away by Schott. And here come the Rebels. Zayden Schott now. And to Barnick. Barnick will lay it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. And he can't connect there either. As he loses it on his second attempt. He didn't get a shot up. He just lost the ball. And it's 19-12. Swing it over now. Here's Knutson on the move. Kicks it out to Casey. Now, on the move. The ball is loose again. Here we go. It's Barnick. He can't get by the defender. Because if he had gotten by Emmett Knutson, it would have been a slam for sure. I think that's what Barnick was thinking. He was thinking, I'm going to get to throw this one down if I can get by Knutson. But Knutson stops him. And knocked it out of bounds. Knocked it loose. All right, here we go. Rebels with the basketball, however. Trailing by 7. Here's Meyer in the paint. Schott no good. But rebounded by the Rebels as Barnick. But then he throws it away. And now on the floor is Zayden Schott trying to get a steal. Last touch by him. Meyer comes out. Crabtree back in. 6:13 to go. It's 19-12. Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons with a lead. And the basketball is inbounded. Ball is loose. There's Zayden Schott. He's got one guy to beat. Takes it. And the lay-in is good for Zayden Schott. He's got 4 on the night now as he connects there. 19-14 our score. And another steal by the Rebels. Bonsack with it now. Here's Crabtree. Over to Steinhauer in the corner. Looking into Barnick. Barnick gets the paint. Spins. Off the glass is good for Jaden Barnick. And he's got 5 on the night. A 3-point deficit now for the Rebels. 19-16. Knights lead. Ball is loose again. And what are we going to get here? A travel, yes, because he did grab the ball there, did Lynn, and then he rolled with it. So they got him for the travel. Good call there. Right on top of that one. 5:22 to go here in the first half. 19-16. Knights leading the Rebels here. So here we go. Schott, he is hassled there by Ferris, and Ferris is going to get called for a reach-in. And it'll be Rebel basketball. Crabtree to inbound here to Zayden Schott. Schott on the move here. Gives it up to Bonsack. Looking inside to Barnick. Turn around and he gets it to go. Schott falls for Jaden Barnick. And he's got 7 now. Back-to-back buckets for him. And it's a 1-point deficit for the Rebels. 19-18, Knights lead. Lynn with the basketball. Gives it back to Ferris. Ferris on the drive. Now we'll kick it out here to Hayjack. Hayjack loses it. And here's Barnick. Barnick is on the move. Barnick will lay it in for two. He gets that basketball, and he's going to the hoop. No matter who's in his way, he's going to get the shot off, and he did there. Lays it up and in. On a runner. 2019 Rebels lead. Three-pointer in the corner from Hintz. No good. Bonsack is there for the board. Here we go. Inside, or Crabtree has it. Now to Brody Steinhauer. Steinhauer dribbles, now picks it up. Where is he going? He gives it up to Bonsack. Now over to Schott, top of the key. Crabtree will set a screen for him. And now here's Zayden Schott on the drive. No good. And Barnick grabs the ball, tries to put it back. Can't because he's fouled on the putback attempt. So he will get free throws. So Barnett goes to the free throw line here. The first foul on Hintz. Free throw, Barnett, oh, rattles out, no good. And he'll get shot number two here. Rebels lead now 20-19 here. 3:52 to go in this first half. Barnett's second free throw long, no good. Rebounded by the Knights. And here we go. Knights with the basketball. Here's Hintz. Gives it up to Ferris. Now a corner three. That one no good there by Casey. And it will be last touch by Alden Conger. All Glenville Lemons. Rebel basketball leading by one. 3:33 to play first half. Don't forget the Hodges halftime report coming up for you at halftime here with all your first half stats. Same shot with it. Steinhauer comes to get it now. He's holding the ball high, driving, and he goes for the layup, and he goes down. He's going to get fouled, and we'll see who it's called on here. And that's going to be on 20, Ryan Hintz. That's his second now. Putting Brody Steinhauer to the free throw line. And the free throw for Brody is good. 3 for 3. As Hintz comes out, back in is Knutson. So Hintz with his 4 points coming out, 3 points coming in here for Knutson on that substitution. Steinhauer's free throw is good, and he is perfect from the line thus far, 4 for 4. 22-19, Rebels lead. 3:09 to play, and we've got a foul called on USC, and that's going to go on Brody Steinhauer, I believe. And it is on Brody, his first. Third team foul, or is that, yeah, third team foul on the Rebels. Rebels are now in the bonus, though, if Alden Conger, Glenville Lemons fouls. Lynn with the basketball. He'll take a dribble, now gets in, goes throwing up a shot off the glass, no good. Barnick will get the rebound for the Rebels. Here we go, Bonsack with, that's Zayden Schott with the basketball. Goes to his left. Now loses it, and it's picked up by Ferris, and they're going to get a foul here on Zayden Schott on the floor. That'll be one on him. That's the fourth team foul on USC. Ethan Hajek will inbound. Rebels with some full court pressure here now as they... Dribbling it out of bounds is number 23, Justice Casey. So the pressure prevails for USC. 2:37 to play in this first half. 22-19 our score. Rebels. And here we go. Schott with a basketball. Looks, and here's Jaden Barnick. Gets to the baseline, and he will... Lightly tap it off of the Knights. He got stuck in no man's land there. And he threw it off their leg. And it was like a very light. And it rolled a little ways there. Really slow. Nobody got to it. It's the last touch by the Knights. Now they throw it out to the Rebels, and we've got a timeout by USC. 22-19, 2:20 to play in this first half, and it is a full timeout. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW, wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. The Wells VFW is a great place to join your friends for food, beverages, games, and fun. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Join us the first Sunday of the month for our omelet breakfast, October through May. We can host your next reception, gathering, or reunion. The VFW in Wells, proud to support the USC Rebels.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Senzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
All right, we're back here, 2:20 to play in this first half. 22-19 our score. Rebels leading the Knights. Rebels with the basketball. And Bonsack will give it up to Schott. Schott dribbling here now with Ferris on him. Now they give it up to Bonsack. Bonsack on the move, gives it up to Schott. Top of the court, top of the key. Here's a shot by Crabtree, and we've got a offensive foul called on USC. And it's going to go on Steinauer, setting the screen. And that is two now on Brody. Here comes the pressure here. 1-2-2 from USC on the full court. And they let Ferris get by. Now to Lynn. Lynn, baseline, gives it up to Casey. Now they kick it back out here to Ethan Hajik. Hajik now. They give it back to Knutson. Knutson to down to Lynn. And Lynn will lay it in. Darren Lynn for two. And he's in double digits with 10. It's 22-21. Rebels lead by one with 1:35 to play first half. And now Meyer goes to Barnick. Back to Meyer. The ball is loose. It's a turnover. Here come the Knights. Shot goes up by Ferris. No good. Ferris gets his own rebound. They want to travel. Does Adam Walker, but he get bailed out with a foul there as there was some contact. Missed the first shot. Got his own rebound. And is fouled on the putback attempt. Here is Caden Ferris, the senior. Number 12 knocks down his first free throw. The Knights are perfect from line thus far here in the first half. We're tied 22-22. Next one is up, and that one, it rolls out and then drops back in for Ferris. And it's now 23-22. Knights leading the Rebels. 1:15 and counting here in the first half. Meyer goes baseline. Now he'll kick it to Bonsack. Bonsack throws it up off the glass hard. No good. And the ball is loose. Who's going to get it? Here come the Knights. And over to Lynn. He's going to lose the handle on it and turn it right back over to the Rebels. And 23-22. Under a minute to go now, 56 seconds and counting, first half. The Knights lead the Rebels by one here. 23-22 our score. Crabtree with it to Meyer. Mitch Meyer with a basketball. Looks over to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott gets, now he finally gets the foul called as he has been hitting the floor just about every drive to the basket. And this is the first time that he's got to go, well, this is the second time or third time he's gone to the free throw line, but on a drive like that the first time. And he connects, does Zayden. And let's see, that, who did they call the foul on? They already took that off. And Zayden's shot, second free throw is no good. And it's rebounded by the Knights. And the Knights on the take. That is Knutson going all the way with it. And he's going to get fouled. 23-23 our score. That one called on Crabtree, and that'll be two on Aiden. Shot is up and good by Knutson. He's got four. Let's see. Zayden's shot comes out. And Steinhauer is in here for Zayden. And that one is long, no good, but it's rebounded by the Knights. Casey gives it up to Lynn. Lynn on the take, and he gets it to go. So Darren Lynn with 12 now. And here come the Rebels now, trailing by three. It's 26-23, 7 seconds to go. Crabtree fires a three-pointer. It's off the mark, no good. 2 seconds, Bonsack put back, no good. So, at halftime, it is Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, the Knights with 26, the USC Rebels with 23. We have your Hodges Halftime Report coming up in 3 minutes.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the Heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at uhd.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
When you want the job done right, call Schroeder Electric. Schroeder Electric can handle farm, residential, commercial, and industrial projects. For 24-hour service, 7 days a week, call Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880. A power outage can be costly, so if you have an electrical emergency, call Schroeder Electric. Their experienced, qualified electricians are there for any job. Make your choice, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, 553-5880.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. What if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need, now on seed from Pivot Bio.
In Wells, Minnesota, contact Colin Wagner at 507-525-3159.
And we are back here as we are in halftime. As the Alden Conger Glenville Lemons Knights lead the USC Rebels 26-23. It is time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right place. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
And we are back here, Hodges Halftime Report with your first half stats. Let's take a look at the numbers for the visiting team here first. Darren Lynn leading the way for all scores, and of course the Knights with 12 points. Then it's 4 from Ryan Hintz, 4 from Emmett Knutson, 4 from Justice Casey, and 2 from Caden Ferris. For USC, leading the way, Jaden Barnick with 9 points. And then it's 5 from Zayden Schott, 4 from Brody Steinauer, 3 from Mitch Meyer, and 2 from Wyatt Sparks to give the Rebels their 23. Shooting, let's see here. The Knights, 9 of 22 from the floor in the first half, 40%, and they were 7 of 8 from the free throw line at 87%. For the Rebels, they were 7 of 24 from the floor at 29%, and 9 of 14 from the free throw line at 64%. Both teams, 18 team rebounds here, unofficially. Turnovers, the Knights turned it over 8 times, the Rebels turned it over 6 times here in the first half. And again, our first half score, A. Alden Conger, Glenville Evans 26, USC 23. That is your Hodges Halftime Report. Brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency, Alba Winnebago. Second half action coming up here on 98 Country from Wells between the Rebels and Knights in 3 minutes.
Ryan Crabtree here, president of Global Innovations Bank in Keister. At Global Innovations Bank, we offer the personalization of a community bank experience while having a robust global presence. With our free mobile banking application, customers have the benefit of a full-service bank right at their fingertips, anywhere in the world. Give us a call at 877-294-3621 to get signed up today. Global Innovations Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Seneca Foods in Blue Earth prides itself on confidence, caring, and conduct. Confidence in food products held to the highest standards of quality and excellence. A caring attitude toward all area residents and our many visitors. And conduct by respectfully serving our agricultural community and providing employment opportunities to keep our local economy healthy. For more information, visit senecafoods.com/careers. Seneca Foods, farm fresh goodness made great. Change is inevitable and can't be stopped. As the circumstances in your life change, your needs are bound to change with them. The estate plan that Front Lundquist and Gustafson prepared for you some years ago may no longer be right for your situation today. It's important to review your current estate plan to ensure that it meets your needs. Contact Front Lundquist and Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices in Blue Earth and Wells.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer has been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
Hi, this is Carly.
And Aiden, letting you know that the USC Athletic Boosters Club's annual salt drive is on.
Get 40-pound bags of solar salt, pellets, or Rust Buster salt delivered to your home by the USC student athletes.
Let us do the work of putting your salt in your garage, basement, or wherever you need it. We will even fill your tank.
Support USC Athletics and get your salt today. Contact a USC athlete, visit us on Facebook, or call the USC Activities Office for details. Go Rebels!
Right now, 1 in 3 drivers are cruising around in a state of skepticism about how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells can help you get to a better state. Because Mark will talk with you, listen to you, and help you put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Mark Schmitz in Wells and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
back here in Wells. Again, our halftime score, Alden Conquer, Linville Lemons 26, USC 23. Leading scorers, Darren Lynn for the Knights with 12 points and Jaden Barnick for the Rebels with 9. We will have second half action headed your way in just a minute.
Don't let your engine slow you down. At New Way K&H Cooperative, they have the Senex Premium Lubricants you need to keep your operation running smoothly. Looking for storage solutions? They've got that too. With diverse bulk storage offerings, they can find something tailored for your needs. Plus, they'll deliver lubricants straight to your door. Don't miss the oil and grease sale now through February 28th. Save big on all oil, grease products, and bulk oil storage. Stop by one of the New Way K&H Cooperative locations today or visit them online at newway-knh.com. Stay warm with Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric. Right now, they're offering a top-of-the-line furnace with a lifetime warranty. That's right, peace of mind for life. From heating, plumbing, electrical, and generator service to water conditioning, they've got you covered with expert care you can trust. Call Ron's today at 507-553-5848 or visit them online at www.ronsphe.com. Ron's Plumbing, HVAC, and Electric, where your comfort lasts a lifetime.
And we are back here. Second half action set to start here from Wells. As we have for the Rebels, Crabtree, Bonsack, Schott, Meyer, and Sparks. For the Knights, Guanella, Adams, Lynn, Ferris, and Hintz. Excuse me. Cannot shake this cough. And here we go as the Knights will start off with a basketball here first. 18 minutes on the clock. 26-23 is our score. And here we go. Ferris gets the inbound pass. Zayden shot on him defensively. And they give it up to Hintz now. Hintz on the move. We'll give it up to Hunter Adams. Adams back to Ferris. And we're going to get a travel called, actually. And the Knights will turn it over on their first possession of the second half. And here come the Rebels now on their first possession of the half. And Aiden Crabtree gets the ball tipped. And where's it going? It's going to be a turnover on the Rebels on their first possession. So each team on their first possession of the second half turn it over. 26-23, again our score. As Ferris will bring it up for the Knights. Leading by 3, 26-23. That one goes to Adams. Adams now, tipped. But Lynn will recover, kicks it out to Hintz. Hintz will take the jumper, and he knocks it down. He started off with the first 4 points of the first half of the game here, did Hintz. And then that's all he had, was 4. Now he's got 6 as he knocks down the first bucket of the second half. Sparks gets it. Now they find Miller, and Miller is blocked, and it goes out of bounds off of Alden Conger, Glenville Evans. So off the Knights, Rebel basketball. Bonsack to inbound here. And now Zayden Schott. He'll take a 3, and he'll knock it down. Zayden Schott now with 8 points on the night as he knocks down his first 3-pointer of the game. 28-26, Rebels trail by 2. Here comes Hintz now on the move, on the drive, and he lays it up. No good. Rebound is going to Guanella. He can't finish, but he's fouled on that and will go to the free throw line. The foul going to be called on number 13, Meyer. His first team foul on the Rebels. So Quentin Guanella, the senior, did not have any points in the first half. He'll knock down the first free throw. He's got one now. So Crabtree will come out, and here comes Steinhauer for him. And Guanella knocks down the next free throw. He is 2 for 2, and he's got 2 points. 30-26, a 4-point lead now for the Knights. Bonsack gives it up to Meyer. Meyer finds Schott down. and or excuse me, Sparks, and Sparks can't get the shot to go down. And a layup for Lynn there, and he does a little somersault, gets tripped up, very graceful, and he gets the bucket to go. He's got 14 now. And 32-26, Meyer kicks it to Bonsack. Now they go cross-court, Steinhauer. Pump fake, now the drive, and he'll throw it away. Last touched. Oh, no, it'll be last touched by the Knights, so it'll stay Rebel basketball. So here we go. Rebels inbound. Over to Zayden Schott. Now they go. Schott dribbles, gives it to Bonsack. Bonsack. Over to Schott now. Steinhauer driving the baseline. Pulls it back. Now over to Zayden Schott. Three-pointer. It's good. Zayden Schott, another three. 6 points to the second half for him. All six of the Rebels' points. He's got 11 total. 32-29 now. And they go to Lynn. But no, it's stolen away. Zayden Schott gets the steal. And here he comes. Gets it. No, he doesn't. Yeah, now he gets to Meyer. Meyer to Wyatt Sparks. Sparks, turnaround, jumper, and no good. Rebound by the Knights. Don't think Coach Adam Walker was happy with that shot selection there by Sparks. Maybe out a little too far. And we are going to get a rebound or grab there by the Knights. Almost a steal. And they go out of bounds, touching it last, and it'll stay Rebel basketball, and now they'll push it across. Bonsack now to Schott, now over to Meyer. Meyer on the drive, baseline, now spins out of there, gives it up. Now back into the corner, now to Steinhauer. Now they find Bonsack. Bonsack will give it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer, three-pointer, no good. Meyer tried to get the board. He was pushed from behind, so a foul here on the Knights. And it's going to go on Ferris, his second foul, or his third, I should say. My bad. It's three on him. Rebels will inbound. Trailing by three. 14:39 to go in the game. Sparks gets the inbound. Drives the paint, goes for the layup, and he gets it to go. Just some big steps and dribbles to the basket. He gets right to there, lays it up and in. Almost stolen away. Here's Lynn, or no, excuse me, that is Hunter Adams, and he's going to get called for the travel as he got that ball hung up in his arm and carried it. And they'll turn it over to the Rebels. 32-31. The Knights' lead here is 1 point with 14:20 to go. Zayden Schott with the ball. Gives it up to Steinhauer. Steinhauer back to Zayden. Zayden on the move. Lays it up and in and one. And one. The foul on Hunter Adams. That'll be three on him. He can't believe it. But here we go as Zayden Schott gets it to go. He gets the shot and he'll go to the free throw line. Rebels have a one-point lead here. 33-32. Can make it 2 points here with a free throw connection. And he does. Zayden Schott comes through. And ahead they go, and they find number three, Hunter Adams, and they get it ahead to him. He kisses it off the glass for two. So we're tied now, 34-34, with under 14 to go. Mitch Meyer with it. Gives it up to Sparks, who loses it. But Bonsack is there to Meyer. Now Steinhauer in the corner. To Zayden Schott on the move. Schott will kick it out to Bonsack. Now to Meyer. Meyer, jumper on the baseline. Knocks down the two. Mitch Meyer has five. His first bucket of the second half. And a layup attempt there by Guanella. No good. Going up is Darren Lynn after getting the offensive rebound. And he's going to get fouled. And that foul going to be on 22. Why, it's Sparks. So that'll be Sparks' third foul. And that'll bring Jaden Barnick off the bench. As Lynn cannot connect. on the free throw. So Barna comes in. Sparks sits down with the three fouls. So here we go. Next free throw. That one's no good. Rebounded there by Steinauer of the Rebels. So Lynn comes away empty on the free throws. Zayden's shot finds Bonsack. Bonsack now on the drive. Finds shot. Corner three is short. Steinauer's there for the rebound. Goes up, and he gets the bucket. Nicely done by Brody Steinauer. Gets the rebound, and then floats one in there. 38-34, Rebels lead. And there's a take by Hunter Adams now. A little up-and-under move. And he gets it to go. 38-36, Rebels by two. Under 13 to go with 12:45 and counting. Here we go, Steinauer looks to Barnett. Barnett at the free throw line, turns now on one dribble, now looks, gives it up to Bonsack, now over to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott on the take, looks for the bounce pass over to Steinauer. Steinauer takes a few dribbles now, and now he looks, picks up that dribble, gives it up to Bonsack, three-pointer, and no good. Rebounded by Barnett. Barnett will give it up to Steinauer now, and then it's stolen away by Guanella. And Guanella on a spin, and that's going to be waved off, and it's going to be a travel. Too good of a spin move there by Guanella to the hole. And a travel, and the official explaining it to him on exactly what he did wrong. All right, 38-36. Rebels lead by two. 12 minutes to play. Zayden shot on the move. Gives it up to Barnick. Barnick into the paint, and when he gets down there, he'll get it in. Floats it in there for two. He's got 11 on the night. Stolen by the Rebels. And now they find Meyer to Barnick, and he got the ball knocked away as he was coming down the lane. Got it knocked away. It'll 40-36 our score. Rebels lead. Over to Bonsack now. And over to Zayden Schott. Now to Steinauer on the right side. In the corner to Meyer. He'll dribble out of there. Now over on top here to Zayden Schott. Pump fake. Now dribbles. Gives it up to Barnick. Barnick off the glass. He gets it to go. Jaden Barnick now. Back-to-back buckets. And he's got 13. Here come the Knights now. It's 42-36, Rebels lead. Knights with the basketball. Guanella with it, almost lost it. And jump stop, there's the shot. Hunter Guanella with four. All four of them here in the second half. 42-38, Rebel lead with 11 minutes to go. Here we go, Zayden Schott has the basketball for the Rebels. Gives it up to Bonsack, and we're going to get an offensive foul. And it's going to go on Steinauer again with these moving screens or the push. That's, let's see, he's got three now. And Steinauer will come out. That was a long buzzer. Somebody fell on the buzzer. So Steinauer on the bench with three. Also Wyatt Sparks on the bench with three. Rebels lead it here 42-38. And the Knights losing the ball, last touched off the leg or the knee of the Knights, and it'll be USC basketball. As out comes number one, Knutson, back in his Ferris. Zayden Schott now with the basketball, bringing it up for the Rebels. And he stumbles a little bit. Ball is picked up by Hintz. And now down to Casey. He cannot get the shot to fall, but he is fouled by Zayden Schott. That'll be Zayden's second. Adam Walker wondering, what did he do? Thought he had good position there. But a foul is called on Zayden Schott, his second. And that will put Justice Casey to the free throw line here. For the first time tonight. Free throw is short, no good. He'll get another here with the senior from Alden Concord, Glenville Emmons. That shot is no good on the free throw, and it's rebounded by the Rebels. As Zayden Schott has it, going to drive it, layup off the glass is good for Zayden Schott as he has come alive here in this second half. He's got 16, 11 of them coming here in the second half. And a whistle, and it is going to be a foul on number 5, Zayden Schott. That'll be 3 on him now. So we have 3 Rebels with 3 fouls on them. 10 minutes to go yet in this ballgame. With Schott's, Sparks, and Steinauer. And going up strong there was Darren Lynn for 2. He's got 16 now. Rebels, however, lead by 4, 44-40 with 10 minutes to play. And we got a foul on the floor. That one going to be called on 23, and that'll be Justice Casey's first. So Casey's first. Now to Meyer. Mitch Meyer. Bounce pass to Schott. They try to get it to Barnick, but Barnick will lose it. Last touch, though, by, looks like, the Knights. So it'll be Rebel basketball. 44-40 our score here. Rebels leading by 4 with 9:53 to go and the basketball. Crabtree gets it out to Barnick. Barnick into the corner to Vonsack, or excuse me, to Schott. Schott driving, loses the basketball. Barnick grabs it, goes up with the shot. Ooh, it rolls out, no good. Rebounded, however, by Hintz, and then we got some foul at action going on down low there. And the foul called on number 5, Zayden Schott. That's 4 on Zayden now. Barnick will come out as 22 Sparks in. Let's see, Zayden Schott came out, Steinauer in. So Steinauer in with 3 fouls. Sparks in there with 3 fouls. Under 10 minutes to go here, just over 9, 9.5 to go. Quinella with the basketball for the Knights. Gives it up to Ferris. Over to Hintz now. Back over to Adams as they try to slow this one down a little bit and run some offense. Quinella drives and he throws up the shot and he gets it to go. Wanted the and one, but he'll get the bucket. No foul called. 44-42 now. 9 minutes to go. Inside to Sparks. Sparks spins. Shot is off the mark. No good. Rebounded by Adams here of the Knights. And a block by Sparks, but then it's picked up and put in by Adams for 2. He's got 6. 44-44 is our score. With Crabtree. Aiden Crabtree with the ball. Gives it up to Steinhauer. Now to Meyer. Meyer with the basketball, gives it up to Crabtree. Crabtree goes to his right. Now to Meyer, inside to Sparks. Nicely done there as they move the ball around. Get Sparks inside for 2, and he's got 6. 46-44 now. Just over 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Ferris with it for the Knights. And they give it up to Lynn, who goes up strong but can't finish. But Sky's up there for his own rebound. Ball is loose. The ball then blocked by Sparks. We're waving it off. A foul on the floor. And we've got 4 with a hold. That's going to be Bonsack, and that'll only be his first. I thought they said that was on the floor. Why is he shooting? Did they change their mind? And the free throw for Guanella is good. I do not under... Oh, wait, that's... Oh, they are in the bonus now. That's right. Pay attention, Travis. And the free throw, no good. So the 1-1, he makes the first, misses the second. Sparks gets the rebound on the miss. So here come the Rebels, leading by one and now two because Sparks gets the bucket on the cut. They find him and a nice pass inside, and he lays it in. 48-45, Rebels lead. 7:35 to go. And here we go, Ferris. There's a travel, and that'll turn it back over to USC. And we've got a whistle for a timeout. 48-45, USC with a three-point lead. 7:28 to play. We'll be back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
Bevcom is a fourth-generation, family-owned communications company providing leading-edge services for over 125 years. With a strong commitment to its communities, they are positioned to provide the reliable legacy services of today with the innovative services of tomorrow. From local and long-distance phone service to high-speed internet access, digital TV, and customized business services, they focus on reinvesting in technology in the communities they serve by developing state-of-the-art networks. Bevcom, community built on connections.
Back here, 7:28 to play. 48-45, Rebels with a three-point lead. As the Knights are going to set their defense here, the Rebels have the ball. And, of course, here comes a full-court pressure. As, well, now they kind of back off of it. Steinhauer gets it across. No problems there. Looking inside, bounce pass, and it's a kick there by number three, Hunter Adams, not letting that ball get inside to Sparks. So here we go, Bonsack to inbound. Looks to Crabtree. They find Steinhauer in the corner. Two guys come out on him. Now he dribbles out of there onto the wing. Looking inside, now to Bonsack at the free throw line. Now gives it up Miller. Miller's three, no, or excuse me, Meyer. His three, no good. And it's rebounded by the Knights. Rebels again lead, 48-45. Hintz with the basketball, gives it up to Ferris. Back to Hintz at the top. Looking, and now Guanella with it. Guanella on the move, Hintz deep three, and he is short on that one, an air ball. And out of bounds, last touch by the Knights. As trying to save that one was Darren Lynn. So 48-45, Rebels still with a three-point lead here. 6.5 to play. And Hintz knocks it away, but it goes out of bounds. And inbounded to the Rebels now. Crabtree looks inside. And the shot by Steinhauer, a three-pointer, no good. But Meyer will get the rebound. And the putback attempt is no good, but he's fouled. So he goes to the free throw line here. Does Mitch Meyer for the Rebels. So that's big. Meyer will shoot. First free throw is good for Mitch Meyer. He's got six now. And let's see, we have number two checking in. That's Weston Corman. And Corman, a junior. And the free throw by Meyer. Mitch Meyer is good. He's got 7 points tonight. 50-45 now, five-point lead for USC with 6:10 to play. And there's number four on Sparks. Can't do that. This is a moment where you with three fouls, you just that far away from the basket, you got to be more careful there. And that's something that Wyatt will learn here as he goes along. But that's one you wish you could have back there. I know he wants to play defense, but he's got to just back off a little bit there. And that free throw, no good by Lynn. And now the Rebels, 50-45. Again, our score, 5-point lead for USC. Steinhauer with it. Gives it up to Crabtree. Now to Vonsack. As he did come out. Meyer now three is no good. Rebounded by Casey of the Knights. Again, Barnett comes in. And that shot by Corman is no good. Barnett gets the rebound. As once again, he came in for Sparks. 5:20 to go. 50-45 USC. Inside to Barnett. He'll turn. What a shot. He just turns, gets fouled. The shot doesn't go, but he will go to the free throw line. Here will Jaden Barnett. 5:17 to play. Clock stops here for free throws. And here's Barnick's first free throw. It is good. So Jaden Barnick adds to his point total. As he has 14 now. Looking to make it 15. And nope, he does not. That one misses. Rebounded by the Knights. 51-45 now. 5:13 and counting. And there's Lynn. He tried the reverse layup, but no good. It was contested there by Barnick. And here come the Rebels. Steal attempt. Oh, it is stolen by Hintz, and he will lay it in for two. So Ryan Hintz gets the steal and lays it in for two. He's got eight. And here's Crabtree getting it across. 4:45 and counting. He left in this ballgame. Barnick with it in the corner. Dribbles out of there. And we're going to get a reach on Guanella, I believe. Someone for the Knights. We'll see. No, it's actually called on 23, Justice Casey. And let's see. Casey, that's just two on him. And let's see. Casey comes out and is Knutson. And Ferris comes in for Hintz. So 4:35 to go. 51-47. Both teams in the bonus. There's a steal by Ferris. Goes for the layup, and he gets it to go. Caden Ferris for two. And a turnover by the Rebels. Here's Crabtree now. 51-49. Rebels by two with 4:15 and counting. Steinhauer with a basketball. Looking to Barnick, and Guanella almost had the steal. Got to have better passes than that, guys, to get down there. Zayden shot, checking back in. Zayden coming in now with four fouls. Shot with a basketball. Gives it up to Barnick. Barnick will kick it to Bonsack. Back into Barnick. He spins, shot goes up, and it goes. Jaden Barnick, 53-49 now. As Barnick now was 16. Guanella on the drive, no good. Meyer gets the rebound, and he is going to be fouled. So he'll get free throws. And the foul, going to go on Corman. Corman's first. And that'll put Meyer at the free throw line here. 3:43 to go with Mitch Meyer. Free throw, no good. Barnick rebound, and the putback, no good. Gets his own rebound on the miss. Zayden shot three, no good. Miller tries to save it, but no. So the ball goes out of bounds, and it'll go to the Knights, 53-49. And they go to a foul going to be called on the floor, but it'll be a 1-1 here for Darren Lynn. Lynn, who's got 16 to lead the Knights. They'll miss the first one, and it'll be rebounded by the Rebels. Has Barnick got the rebound? 53-49, 3:15 to go. Shot with the basketball. Crosses over, gets into the paint to Bonsack. Bonsack looking. Now gives it up to Miller, to Meyer. Bonsack, three-pointer. It's nothing but the bottom of the net for Dylan Bonsack. His first bucket of the game, and it's a big one. A three to give the Rebels a 56-49 lead with 3 minutes to go. We've got a timeout on the floor. We are back with more in 30 seconds.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Ask M&M Insurance Agency of Mapleton and Wells if Auto Owners make sense for you.
And we're back here. 3 minutes to go. 56-49. Rebels with the lead here over Alden Conger, Glenville Adam. Evans, a big three-pointer from Dylan Bonsack there. His first bucket of the game. Now to Guanella. He'll lay it up and in for two. So Quinton Guanella now with 9 points, all in the second half for him. Crabtree with a basketball now. 56-51, Rebels lead. 2:35 and counting. Zayden shot with it. He's going to drive. Now stops. Looks to Barnick. Now he'll give it up to Meyer. Over to Bonsack. Excuse me. And now Bonsack with the basketball. Gives it up to Schott. Now in the corner to Crabtree. Bounce pass to Barnick. We're going to get a kick there. As trying to deny that, though, was Hunter Adams. Hintz comes in now. And out comes Knutson. Casey, Justice Casey coming in. And out comes number three, Hunter Adams. Crabtree gets the inbound pass. Dribbles back. And it is Casey on him tightly. Now to Bonsack. Bounce pass to Meyer. Now back to Bonsack. To Meyer. Corner three. Meyer can't hit. Rebounded by the Knights. 2 minutes to go, 56-51. Casey, shot up, no good. Hintz now off the offensive rebound, put back on the three-point attempt there as they kicked it out to him, no good. Rebound by the Rebels now, 56-51. Zayden shot. Wonder if the Knights are going to start to foul here or what is going to happen. Hey, they're going to go for it, try to get a stop here. Barnick with it. Drives the baseline. Ooh, he's stuck. He'll give it up to Crabtree. 12 on the shot clock. Here's Zayden's shot on the take. No good. Rebounded by the Knights. Knights on the push here. It's Casey to Hintz. Now to Ferris. Ferris on the move. Bounce pass to Lynn. Pump fake. What do we got? What? It's wave travel. The pump fake. Too good for Lynn, and a travel is called. That'll turn it over to the Rebels with 1:14 to go. Now it's going to be steal, go for the steal, and then foul, I would assume, here for the Knights. No, they're not going to foul. 30 seconds on the shot. Now we have a whistle and a travel call there on Crabtree. He thought he got hit. They're going to say step. So 1:07 to go. And it goes right back to the Knights here. Craziness. Inside to Lynn. And he'll get the bucket. And the foul now. Sparks is coming back in with 4 fouls. And Barnick will come out. Yes, he's got 2. And let's see here. So it's Lynn with 18 points. Looking to make it 19. And no, he misses, but it's rebounded by the Knights. And going up was Casey, but he's blocked by Sparks. 56-53, a three-point ball game here. With 55 seconds to go, a timeout on the floor, a 30-second timeout. And we are back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Darren from Johnson Seeds at Wells. How confident are you that all of your plants last spring emerged within 24 hours of each other? Have you considered how crop emergence might have affected your harvest? The fact is, emergence matters. Even a few corn plants emerging late can cost you up to 30 bushels per acre. Making the best decisions for your next year's crop starts with what you learn today. For more information on the causes of poor emergence, how you can evaluate your own emergence, performance, and what you can do to fix it, call Johnson Seeds, 553-6136.
All right, we are back here, 56-53, 55 seconds to go. We'll keep it here all the way till the end now, as we don't want to miss a single thing here, regardless if they take timeouts or not. We're going to just keep it here as the Knights have the basketball, down by three, 50 seconds to go. And there's the shot by Ferris. He gets the runner to go for two, and it's 56-55. Rebels lead by one with 36 seconds to go. Shot clock at 26 now. So it's about a 7-second difference between the shot clock and the game clock. And we're going to get a... Is it a foul or a jump ball? What's it going to be? A jump ball is called. Rebels have the possession arrow, however. So it won't give the ball to the Knights. Rebels with a one-point lead, 25 seconds to go, 18 on the shot clock. We have a timeout by Alden Conger, just a 30, but let's reset things here. As again, we'll keep it right here. So, 56-55 our score. Rebels lead by one, 25 seconds to go. They will inbound, 18 on the shot clock. As we have... The Rebels with the basketball on the floor for them. They have Crabtree, Bonsack, Schott, Sparks, and Meyer. It is, let's see, four. They have Guanella, Lynn, Hintz, Ferris, and Adams out there. All right, here we go. Rebels inbound. Sparks gets it. And he's going to drive. Layup. No good. Rebounded and then almost lost by Hintz, but he's got it. 17 seconds to go. They push it. Stolen by the Rebels as Crabtree gets a steal. And he'll get fouled and will go to the free throw line with 12 seconds to go. So here we go, 56-55. Rebels lead it here. 12 seconds to go. Leading by one. Crabtree. Nothing in the books tonight. Can come up huge with free throws here. First one, no good on the one and one. And it's rebounded by the Knights. So Crabtree can't connect. Ball is loose. Guanella, three. No, he doesn't. Gives it up. Ferris, three-pointer. And it's good with 1 second to go. With 1 second to go, Caden Ferris knocks down a three to take a two-point lead, 58-56. Three-pointer by Caden Ferris. And coming in on him was Wyatt Sparks. So he had the 6'6 junior coming at him to contest the shot. He got it off in time, knocks the three down, taking a two-point lead. Rebels take a timeout, 1 second left on the clock. So we'll see, where will the Rebels get the ball? Will they see where they'll end up getting it? Here is Adam Walker. I mean, with 1 second to go, you're gonna need to get a nice long pass. Are they going to go for a two, or are they going to have to, whatever shot they can get, it's not going to matter. We're either going to try to tie this one or win it here with a three. Let's see where, I think they all have the ball underneath the basket at full court here, because you can't advance it. So here we go. They'll be able to run the baseline. The Knights are going to guard the baseline here. Bonsack will inbound. They're pushing some guy. Let's see. Where are they going to maybe get a throw in, one bounce, and then heave it up? See where they go. There's this. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Oh, my goodness. Crabtree sets a screen underneath the basket. Bonsack's running the baseline. Number three, Hunter Adams runs him over. And now redemption from Aiden Crabtree with 1 second to go. Let's see. He's got 1-1. 1-1 for Aiden Crabtree. Can tie this up and force overtime. It's good. It got some rim, but it falls. 57-58. Crabtree can tie this one with his second free throw. With 1 second on the clock. Got it! We're tied, 58-58. 1 second to go. There's the heave. And no, it does not make it over half court as it hits the beam. Up top, we're at 58-58. Headed to overtime. We are back with more in 1 minute.
Hi, this is Heather from the Wells VFW wishing the United South Central Rebels good luck. Check out our delicious lunch specials on Facebook, and we have a regular menu from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Stop into the Wells VFW and enjoy the thrill of horse races on Mondays, two-for-ones on Wednesday, meat raffles and drawings on Thursdays, happy hour all day Fridays and Sundays, great friends, great food, great times, waiting for you at the Wells VFW.
I'm Dr. Jordan Senzel. Dr. Alexis and I would like to extend a warm welcome to our Mapleton Clinic. At Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, we want to help you conquer your shoulder, knee, back, neck, and neuropathy pains. Our clinic has the latest tools, including shockwave therapy, to assist you on your journey to optimal health. Experience the difference at Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic, where an innovative vision for health meets a healthier you. Find us at stenzelchiropractic.com.
Here we go, 4 minutes on the clock, 58-58, bonus ball. Here we go with Jaden Barnick in the center circle with Lynn, and the tip is won by USC. Here we go, Crabtree firing a three, and it's nothing but net. Aiden Crabtree comes through big, knocking down a three-pointer to start overtime. Two free throws to send it to OT, and Guanella on the drive gets it to go. 61-60 Rebels lead. Crabtree with the basketball. Now to Meyer. Meyer on the move. Gives it up to Zayden Schott. Zayden Schott on the drive. Runner in the lane. No good. Last touch by the Rebels. It'll go to the Knights. Casey comes in now. Out comes number three, Hunter Adams. 61-60, Rebels lead here by one. 3:24 to go in overtime. Here we go, Ferris on the drive. Gives it up to, well, now back to Ferris it goes. Now hits, he'll take a three. That one's off the mark, no good. Run down by Dylan Bonsack with the rebound. And here come the Rebels leading by one. 3 minutes to go. A minute into overtime. Crabtree, three-pointer. And that one's off the mark, no good. Well, heat check there. And now they give it to Lynn. Lynn on the drive, goes up off balance, no good. Shot is blocked, Barnick will grab it. And here we go, 61-60 remains our score. And a technical foul called on Alden Conger, Glenville Evans bench. I don't know who it was, if it was a coach. I believe one of the coaches, maybe. Somebody wasn't happy, and that did not make the official happy. Technical foul will put Zayden Schott to the free throw line. So here we go, Zayden Schott. knocks it down. 62-60 now. Shot up, and it bounces around, and out it does go. So that one no good. But the Rebels will get the ball here, leading by two now, 62-60, 2:34 to play after the technical shots. All right, here we go. Rebels inbound now. Zayden Schott has it. Caden Ferris on Schott. Schott with the basketball, driving, gets around Ferris. Now he'll look to Bonsack. Bonsack gives it up to Crabtree. Now over to Meyer. Mitch Meyer on the dribble. Loses the basketball. Who's got it? Schott gets it. And there's 12 on the shot clock. Schott on the move, drives, layup is good. Zayden Schott weaves his way through the paint and gets it to go. 64-60, a four-point lead for the Rebels. Inside, they go to Lynn, and he will get it off the glass. Darren Lynn, what a night he's having for the Knights with 20. 1:44 to go, 64-62. Zayden Schott with a basketball. On the drive, gets to the baseline, gives it up to Bardick. No, it's stolen away. And here's Lynn on the move, taking it all the way. We're going to wave it off. And a foul going to be on the floor. And it's going to go on Zayden Schott. He's done for the night with five fouls. He fouls out with 19 points on the night. Here is Zayden Schott. 14 of them in the second half. So Zayden's done for the night. 64-62. 1:26 to go. And Barnett comes out back in his the big man. Sparks. Free throw is no good for Darren Lynn. He was 4-for-4 in the first half and now has not made one in the second half. He's been there seven times. And he knocks that one down. So 21 for him now. 64-63, a one-point lead here for the Rebels. Crabtree with the ball on the take. He gives it to Sparks, to Crabtree. And we're going to get a travel. He took steps, did Sparks. Adam Walker wanted him to calm down. I think if Sparks just would have not rushed it there, took his time a little bit more, it'd have been okay. But he rushed it a little bit and turns it back over to the Knights. One-point lead for the Rebels, 64-63, a minute 105 to go. Inside they go to Quinella. He'll step out, actually. Three-pointer is no good as he went out to on that to take a shot. Now Hintz with it as they got the offensive rebound. Looking inside to Lynn again. Lynn back out to Ferris. Ferris on the runner, no good. Rebounded by Sparks. So Sparks gets the rebound, gives it up to Crabtree. 35 seconds to go. 1-point game, 64-63. Crabtree with it. Hints on him. 18 on the shot clock. And we need to move. There they do. Bonsack now to Meyer. Now back to Crabtree. 9 seconds on the shot clock. 8. 15 on the game clock. Inside to Sparks. Sparks lays it up. No good, though. And then we're going to get a foul on Meyer. So it'll be free throws for the Knights. So Sparks misses. And then on the rebound, the foul on Meyer, his second. And it will put Justice Casey to the free throw line. And a 64-63 score. Rebels by one. 9 seconds to go. free throw is up. That is banked in.
Wow.
Banked in. And we've got a tie score, 64-64, a 30-second timeout taken. We're going to keep it right here with 9 seconds to play. The Rebels take the timeout. Again, 64-64 is our score. Zayden shot 19 points for the Rebels. He has been DQ'd with fouling out here. 5 fouls for him. Wyatt Sparks has got 4. He's playing with 4. I believe, let's see, Brody Steinhauer, does he have 4 or just 3? But yes, it's a crazy one here in overtime as we're sitting at 64-64, 9 seconds to go. Justice Casey can take the lead with this second free throw if he can get it to go. Rebels making some noise. Casey takes his dribbles. Free throw is up. It is good. Back of the rim and then drops through. Another timeout here by the Rebels. We'll be back with more in 30 seconds.
Want a bank at home? You can. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank offers these banking features, including real-time transactions, online and mobile banking, mobile deposit, external transfers, and so much more. Stop by any of their locations in Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt, Lake Mills, and Bryson, and visit them online at ftsbbank.com for more information. Farmers Trust and Savings Bank, member FDIC.
We're back here, 9 seconds to go. Rebel basketball, they are down by 1, 65-64 in overtime. Ooh, can my voice box make it through this one? We're almost there. Let's go. 9 seconds to go. 65-64, Knights leading the Rebels. Full court pressure by the Knights. Bonsack will inbound. Crabtree's got it. 7-6, Crabtree with the ball. 4-3, Crabtree shot, rattles out, no good, and that'll do it. The shot rattles out, no good, in the closing seconds as the Rebels fall. 65-64. The Rebels fall here to Alden Conger, Glenville Evans in overtime. What a game. We'll be back to give you the final numbers here from Wells after this.
You can search the entire country looking for the spirit of America, but nowhere will you find it stronger than right here in the heartland. You can hear it in the voice of each farmer as they discuss the stewardship of the land they call home. Stateline Cooperative takes pride in our business and the contributions we make to our communities. Our reputation for integrity and honest value has been earned through years of commitment and dedication from our employees and patrons. This is Kim Fay with Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
At Weaver's Leather Store in Buffalo Center, they need to make room for new inventory. So for a limited time, you can save 25% on many items throughout the store. From the brands you know, such as Red Wing, Carhartt, Keen, Twisted X, Hoka, New Balance, Ariat, Clark, and so much more. Come on in for some great deals and save 25% now for a limited time at Weaver's Leather Store, downtown Buffalo Center.
With decades of combined experience and thousands of babies delivered, the OB team at United Hospital District can skillfully manage your pregnancy. We provide caring and attentive prenatal care at our Fairmont and Blue Earth clinics. Your baby will be delivered in a private, comfortable birthing suite, and UHD even provides a gourmet celebration dinner after delivery. With additional OB physicians on the way in 2024 and 25, UHD is the best option for your pregnancy. Call 507-526-7388 or visit UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Well, we're back here in Wells, and what a game we had here between Alden Conger, Glenville Evans, and the USC Rebels. In overtime it goes. The Knights get the Rebels 65-64 here in the boys' game in overtime. For the Knights, Darren Lynn, he led the way with 21 for all scorers. And, of course, for the Knights, he led with 21 and all scores with 21. 8 from Ryan Hintz, 6 from Hunter Adams. We had 8 from Ryan Hintz, then 9 from Caden Ferris, who knocked down a big three-pointer to take a one-point lead there with 1 second to go for the Rebel in regulation. And a tough shot there to take a one-point lead. And then the Rebels, of course, or it was a two-point lead, because then getting the foul there on the offensive or the defensive foul as Crabtree set a screen so that Bonsack could run the baseline on the inbound with 1 second to go. And then he knocked down those two free throws to send it to OT. But again, so 9 from Ferris there. Big 3 towards the end. Hunter Adams was 6. And then it was 6 from Justice Casey and 4 from Emmett Knutson. For the Rebels, they were led by Zayden Schott, 19 points tonight, 14 in the second half. 8 from Wyatt Sparks, 7 from Mitch Meyer, 7 from Jaden Barnick, 2 from Brady Steinauer off the bench. And Dylan Bonsack, a big 3 as well in this ball game, and that was his only shot he made all game, and it was in the second half and during the clutch time there. And yeah, that rounds out the scoring for USC. They fell by 1 in overtime, 65-63, to Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. The girls' game went to the Rebels, 65-51, here this evening. Well, that's going to wrap it up here. I think my voice is just about shot for the night. So a big thank you to Reese back at our 98 Country Studios, keeping things running smoothly. And again, a big thank you to all of our great sponsors, and thanks to you for listening here as well. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to USC Basketball on 98 Country. Tonight's game brought to you by Bevcom, Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman, Greg Hindy, your Pioneer dealer of Delavan, Country Butcher Shop of Easton, Farmers Trust and Savings Bank of Buffalo Center, Lakota, Britt Lake Mills, and Bryceland, United Hospital District, State Line Cooperative, Global Innovations Bank of Keister, M&M Insurance of Mapleton and Wells, Ron's Plumbing, HVAC and Electric of Wells and Winnebago, Wagner Seeds of Wells, State Farm Agent Mark Schmitz of Wells, New Way KH Cooperative, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Seneca Foods of Bloor, USC Athletic Boosters, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, Johnson Seeds of Wells, the Wells VFW, Schroeder Electric of Wells and Easton, and Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center.
Country. Hot country artists for two states, 24/7. Keep it here on 98.1 FM.
Way back when, if I see you again, baby, you ever wonder, you might wish things could change. I know this might sound strange, but I think I'm in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking through. Every time I do, I find I wanna make your dreams come true. Think I'm in love with you. I'm in love with you. You are my life, you
in love with you. I didn't know it at the time. I know what I want to do. It's making me lose my mind. I thought about thinking it through. And every time I do, I find I want to make your dreams come true.